time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And hook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to SRP Park, game 3 of 6 tonight between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Augusta Green Jackets. Sam Jelinek here with you as the Shorebirds look to snap their 7-game losing streak, which started exactly 1 week ago last Wednesday, or not exactly a week ago, a week and a day ago, against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans last Wednesday with a 17-3 loss. Shorebirds had their losing streak extend out to 7 last night with a similar 14-2 route last night, as the Birds have now gone back-to-back Wednesdays, allowing 10 runs in the 6th inning. Not a formula for success, but they'll try to break the schneid here tonight as they hand the ball to Juan de los Santos on the hill. He'll be opposed by A.J. Smith-Shawver, getting the start for the Green Jackets. Shorebirds now at 5-12 overall. Augusta at 9-8 on a 3-game winning streak. Shorebirds dead last in the Carolina League, worst record by half game, with Fayetteville currently playing a doubleheader today to make up a game that they had lost earlier this week. Shorebirds 7 games back, the Fredericksburg Nationals, who have the mirror record at 12-5, currently leading the Carolina League Northern Division, tied with Myrtle Beach for the best record in the league. On the other hand, Augusta at 9-8, they are in third place in the Carolina League Southern Division right now, 3 games back of those Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who are at 12-5. So the Shorebirds trying to right some wrongs here over the past week. It just seems like when one part of the game is finally clicking, they're having issues with another part of the game. Go back to Sunday, offense finally gets going, scores 4 runs, which so far this season is actually, or over the past week or two, is been a good amount of runs that this offense has produced, but the pitching couldn't hold serve late, so they gave up 7 runs last night. The pitching for the first half of the game was solid. It was a 3-0 game after 5, but then the bullpen just couldn't hold on. That 10-run sixth took 3 pitchers to try to get the Shorebirds through that frame, as Augusta just blew it wide open in order to take the win. The Shorebirds did put up 2 runs in the 7th for what it was worth, but again, even we said it last night, getting those 2 runs, you think about it, even if that 10-run sixth inning doesn't happen, the Shorebirds are still losing that game. So at the end of the day, when it all comes crashing down on you, that's what tends to happen. And unfortunately for the Shorebirds, here in the past week plus, just nothing has gone right. But today, a new day, as they'll try to right the ship here tonight and get back to their winning ways from the start of the season, winning on opening night, splitting with the Lynchburg Hellcats in their first 6-game series, a chance tonight against Augusta. You win tonight, the rest of the series is still wide open. Maybe you can earn a split or even a series win if you go on and win the remaining 4 games of this series, but it all starts tonight with Juan de los Santos on the hill. De los Santos 1-2 with a 1.38 ERA. Smith-Shawver opposing him, he's 0-1 with a 6-even ERA. As the Shorebirds will be getting their first look at Smith-Shawver this season. He was supposed to throw in yesterday's game, but due to a shuffling of the rotation for Augusta, as they had Adam Shoemaker hit the IL, he was supposed to go today. They had a spot starter yesterday. Smith-Shawver pushed it today. So now the Shorebirds see him with Juan de los Santos and Jake Lyons going in tandem today. Jake making his 2022 debut. Alex Pham also potentially due up out of the bullpen, depending on how many innings are available here in this one. De Los Santos hopefully will go 5. Lyons about 50 to 60 pitches, so hopefully that turns into 3 or 4 innings as well. And maybe Pham will be able to come in and close the door at the end of the game, but that remains to be seen. We'll go ahead and take a break, and on the other side we'll discuss some of the transactions that were floating through Birdland here today, both from the Major League level and here in the minors. The Shorebirds have a new player in the lineup today, a new catcher. We'll talk a little bit about him, where he comes from, and why you should be excited next here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
At Warwick Community College, Edge, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Perdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Dellen is here with you, getting you set for game 3 of 6 between the Delmarva Shorebirds and Augusta Green Jackets here this week. Shorebirds with a couple roster moves earlier this week and one earlier today to tell you about. Obviously, you already know about Jake Lyons and Alex Pham being added to the roster. But the Shorebirds now with a new catcher on the roster. It is one Creed Willems. Willems was the 8th round pick of the Orioles last season. He spent the entirety of the summer down in the FCL and began this year in extended spring training before finally joining the Shorebirds here today. He's batting 6th and catching tonight. Shorebirds are and the Orioles are super excited to have him. Just 18 years old, left-handed batter with a ton of pop. Evidently, during his workouts at Camden Yards when the O's brought him in, he was drilling the warehouse in right. So, a lot of power to dream on in young Creed Willems. Other transactions today, one, it's not official, but expected for tomorrow, Kyle Bradish up at AAA will be called up to the majors to make his Major League debut, filling in for Chris Ellis / John Means, who have hit the IL. So, Bradish hopefully up at the big league level for the rest of the year. 10th overall prospect in the Orioles system, and one of the key pieces of the Dylan Bundy trade when Bundy was sent to the LA Angels. So Bradish up into the show, and he'll make his Major League debut tomorrow. We'll go ahead and shift into the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup now, as the Green Jackets are already taking the field here, so we're not quite sure if the national anthem is coming up too shortly. But for the Shorebirds, Preston Automotive Group starting lineup looks like this. Luis Valdez, the leadoff man. Then Ryan Higgins in left field. Valdez will play center, by the way. Daryl Hernandez at second base, bats third. Isaac Bologna in right field, bats fourth. Isaac De Leon, the shortstop, bats fifth. Creed Willems, as we mentioned previously, he'll do the catching, hitting sixth. Moises Ramirez, the first baseman, bats seventh. Brian Hernandez will DH and hit eighth. And Noelbert Romero at third base, bats ninth. For Juan de los Santos on the hill, for the Shorebirds. For the Green Jackets, they look like this. They're Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. Caleb Durbin, the leadoff man, he's at short. Geraldo Quintero bats second. He'll be at third base. Brandel Mesquita, the right fielder, bats third. Steven Paulini, bats fourth. He's out in center. Adam Zabrowski, the catcher, bats fifth. Braulio Vasquez, first we've seen of him this series, bats sixth. They'll play first. Connor Blair in left hits seventh. Victor De Hoyos, the hero of the game last night for Augusta, went 5-for-5 with a 3-run homer, bats eighth. And Brian Klein, the second baseman, bats ninth. Rounding it out for A.J. Smith-Shawver on the hill for the Green Jackets. Augusta all out on the field. We're ready for the national anthem, so we'll go ahead, step aside one final time, and on the other side, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds fan zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter a bouncing ball fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, into beautiful SRP Park. Shorebirds and Green Jackets ready for Game 3 of their six-game series. Sam Jelinek here with you as the Shorebirds look to snap their seven-game losing streak here tonight. They're opposed by A.J. Smith-Shawver on the hill for Augusta as he makes his fourth start of the season. Augusta now at 9-8 on the season, three straight wins overall, two straight against Delmarva to get up above 500 again. The Shorebirds coming in at 5-12, season low watermark at seven games under 500. A.J. Smith-Shawver, the one on the hill for Augusta. This is the defense that manager Nestor Perez sets behind him here tonight. Connor Blair is out in left field. Stephen Paulini is in center. Brandel Mesquita in right. Geraldo Quintero gets the start at third. Caleb Durbin at shortstop. Brian Klein at second. Braulio Vasquez is at first. Adam Zabrowski does the catching for Smith-Shawver on the hill. Smith-Shawver was a highly touted draft pick last season. He slid all the way to the seventh round due to some signability concerns. High school pick out of Colleyville, Texas, was due to go to Texas Tech. 151st nationally ranked perfect game prospect. Was actually a two-way guy, top 10 at third base as well. But here, after signing professional contract with the Braves, after being drafted, he is purely a pitcher. 6'3", 205, a great build. Just 19 years old out of Fort Worth, Texas. And he actually played some high school ball against Creed Williams. They grew up in the same area. Creed was committed to TCU, while Shawver was on his way to Texas Tech. He's ready to go out on the hill on the season. Like we said, making his fourth outing, he's 0-1 with a 6-even ERA. Nine innings, he struck out 15, walked 10, allowed six hits, seven runs, six earned. Luis Valdez digs in from the left side to get it going. Switch hitter. Third baseman Quintero will play just in on the grass. Okay, the defensive alignment for Augusta here in the sec. Smith-Shawver from the third base side of the rubber steps into his wind. Here's his first pitch of the game. And the fastball's down low for ball one. We're underway a couple minutes early at 7:03 here from Augusta. Outfield alignment for Augusta here today as the 1-0 pitch comes home. And Valdez lines it the other way into left field, a base hit. Blair over towards the alley, picks it up, gets it back in, and Luis Valdez starts the game off strong for the Shorebirds, slaps a single to left to get this one going. So you now know it's Connor Blair in left field for the Green Jackets, Stephen Paulini in center, Brandel Mesquita in right, Geraldo Quinteros at third, Caleb Durbin at short, Brian Klein at second, Braulio Vasquez at first, and Adam Zabrowski does the catching. Ryan Higgins now the batter. Valdez runs in the first pitch. Higgins takes a called strike. The throw to second, not in time. It was dropped anyway by Klein, but Luis Valdez running on first movement, able to swipe his third stolen base of the season. And just like that, the Shorebirds have a runner in scoring position. Over the course of this seven-game losing streak, it's mostly been the offense. It's been the culprit for Delmarva. Haven't scored more than four runs in over a week. Last time they did was last Tuesday against Myrtle Beach when they scored eight. Higgins, the batter, had last night off the pitch. He swings and misses, fastball cutting away for strike one. Smith-Shawver, four-pitch mix, fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. He throws right over the top as well. Higgins from the right side. 9-51 this season, average now under 200 at a .176. The pitch. Higgins swings and misses at a breaking ball outside. Smith-Shawver sets him down on three pitches. Valdez still out at second now with one away. So I'll bring up Daryl Hernandez, man out at second, one away. Scoreless game, top of the first. Hernandez leading the Shorebirds in most offensive categories now. 306 average, 970 OPS, four homers, 13 driven in. Inside move to second, chases Valdez back to the bag. Gets back safely. Valdez opened the game up with a single. Stole second on the very next pitch, and he's still out there with one away. Hernandez from the right side. Bright orange batting gloves matching the jersey today for the Shorebirds. They go with the orange Friday. The pitch, Hernandez swings and pops it up. Down the right field line, first baseman Vasquez going out, backing up into foul territory. He makes the catch. Valdez bluffs the tag from second. Hernandez retired, and there's two away here in the first. Shorebirds going with their bright orange tops, like we said. Shorebirds in black across the front. Black numbers outlined in white on the back, orange pants. Gusta in the clean home whites for the second time this series. Jackets in black outlined, or rather in green outlined in black on the front. Same for the names and numbers on the back. First pitch to Isaac Bologna. Fastball on the inside corner for strike one. Two outs, a man at second, and Valdez takes third on the throw back to the mound. I didn't even notice it, and neither did Augusta. Valdez had the throw back from Zabrowski to Smith-Shawford timed, took off for third, and literally steals the base. So he's now at third with two away, 0-1 on Bologna. Switch hitter bats left the pitch, and he swings and misses. Pitch up and in, it's 0-2. Isaac hitting 250 now in the season, 765 OPS. Two homers, nine driven in. Open stance. Valdez dances away from third. Here's the 0-2. And Bologna takes a called strike three. Fastball inside black rings him up. And the Shorebirds strand Valdez at third to end the top of the first. We go to the bottom half of the first. It's Delmarva nothing and Augusta coming to bat here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebird.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Bottom of the first here from Augusta. Shorebirds strand Luis Valdez at third to end their first time at bat. And that brings up the Green Jackets to face Juan De Los Santos, getting the start here today for the Shorebirds. De Los Santos, 6'3", 250 on the season. He's 1-2 with a 1.38 ERA. His first pitch of the game to Caleb Durbin. Fastball a little bit high for ball one. De Los Santos works from the first base side of the rubber, wearing long black sleeves today on a hot day. The 1-0. Fastball paints the outer edge for strike one. Caleb Durbin leads it off to shortstop for Augusta, right-handed batter. De Los Santos wasting no time. Here's his 1-1. Fastball rides high for ball two. Defense today for the Shorebirds and first-year manager Felipe Rojas Jr. It's Ryan Higgins in left, Luis Valdez in center, Isaac Bologna in right. 2-1 to the plate. And Durbin, a weak tapper towards short, waiting back on it. De Leone gloves, throws quickly to first, just in time to get Durbin. High chopper, De Leon elected to let it come to him. And had just enough time to make the play for the first out here in the bottom of the first. Around the infield, it's Noelbert Romero at third. Obviously, De Leon at short. Daryl Hernandez gets the start at second. Moises Ramirez at first. And Creed Willems in his first game of full-season baseball behind the plate. First pitch to Geraldo Quinteros, a fastball up high for ball one. Quintero, switch hitter, bats from the left side. De Los Santos into his wind, the 1-0. Fastball down and in for ball two. De Los Santos, simple three-pitch mix. Fastball, curveball, changeup. It's been effective so far this year. 2-0. And Quintero, a big swing, lofts it high in the air to deep right center. Bologna and Valdez converge, and it's the center fielder Valdez to make the call in the alley. A couple of steps in front of the warning track. Puts it away for the second out here in the first. Last time out for De Los Santos was the 22nd against Myrtle Beach. 4 1/3 innings, allowed one run on three hits, one walk, five strikeouts, went 73 pitches, and took a hard luck loss. So he's received the decision in each game that he's pitched this year. Brandel Mesquita now the batter. De Los Santos into his wind, his first pitch. Fastball top of the zone for a called strike. Calling balls and strikes tonight, it's Chris Janke, and we have a change in the umpiring crew here as well. Ricky Elrod has stepped in for Juan Gomez. The pitch, it's down and away for ball one. As evidently Juan Gomez, after getting drilled by a Darryl Hernández throw across the diamond yesterday, is not good to go the rest of the series. So we have Elrod down the first baseline today. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Mesquita way late on the fastball. And it's 1-2. Mesquita hitting .339 on the season and .837 OPS. De Los Santos is 1-2. Fastball is high for ball two. Mesquita had a hit last night, but then again, who didn't? In the Augusta onslaught, 14 runs on 17 hits. 2-2 delivery. Hard chopper towards the hole left side on the backhand. De Leon gloves, throws across the diamond, wide of the bag, pulls Ramirez off, but Mesquita was going to beat the throw anyways. Imagine that'll be an infield single for Mesquita. And it is. Able to reach with two away here in the first. Keep the inning going. De Leon had to back up onto the outfield grass to field that one. Just couldn't get enough on that throw. Pulled Ramirez off the bag anyways. Was wide towards the Birds dugout down the first baseline. So man at first, two outs here, Stephen Paulini. Left-handed batter, De Los Santos' pitch, bluffing from first, now a snap throw back to the bag, and the throw just not in time. Evidently, Mesquita got around the tag, but Willems, a heck of a throw, a seed to first, nearly picked off Mesquita, who had bluffed towards second on the pitch, then hit the brakes, and was barely able to get back in time. Pitch was a ball on Paulini. Here's the pitch. Fastball runs outside for ball two. The scouting report on Creed Willems catching-wise is obviously still raw as a framer, sequencer, things of that nature, which just take time in the professional ranks. But one thing is for certain, he has a hose. 2-0, runner goes, it's a called strike, the throw to second. Oh, that's on the money! An absolute seed from Creed Willems as he hoses down Mesquita to end the inning. And Augusta turned away scoreless here in the first. We go to the second. No score here from Augusta here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the second here from SRP Park. Scoreless after one. Each team with a base hit in the first, but turned away after that for the Shorebirds, stranding Luis Valdez at third for Augusta. And a runner thrown out at second. Brandel Mosqueda trying to run on Creed Willems. And Willems making a name for himself early on. First pitch to Isaac De Leon's, a fastball in the outside corner from A.J. Smith-Shawver, as he eschews the windup here to begin the second inning, going solely from the stretch. 0-1. De Leon takes in the dirt for ball one. So we had just been talking about Creed Willems' scouting report, at least as a catcher and his defensive merits. And he said he's got an absolute cannon, and thankfully he proves me right. 1-1 to De Leon. It's swung on and missed down in the dirt. The count's 1-2. Isaac on the season now hitting just .140, but he's getting on base at a .339 clip. He's walked 13 times. That leads the Shorebirds by a pretty wide margin. 1-2. Leaves a fastball upstairs, 2-2. Scouting report on Smith-Shawver on the mound, like almost any young high school draft pick these days. Elite stuff. 2-2. De Leon swings and misses. Tight slider tailing away from him. Shawver strikes him out, and there's one away here in the second. But at times, the Shawver can struggle with control. That's been the MO so far this year. Three outings. He's walked at least two in each one. And he's walked two times. But he struck out 5, 6, and 4 through his first three outings. Here's Creed Willems. He takes a big rip at the first pitch. Comes up empty for strike one. Willems with the fine throw in the bottom half of the first to end that frame. Now gets his first turn at bat. Squat stance from the left side. Open as well as he swings and misses at the 0-1. And it's 0-2. Willems' eighth round pick out of Aledo High School down in Texas last year, signed for well over slot as well. 0-2. Checks his swing, will appeal to first, and no swing, says the first base umpire. It's 1-2. Rocking stirrups here today. The first Shorebird to actually wear pure stirrups. White sanitary, black stirrup. Hands held just above his shoulders. Here's the 1-2. And he swings and misses. Foul tipped, held onto by Zabrowski. Back-to-back strikeouts for Smith-Shawver here in the inning, and three straight dating back to the end of the first. Two away. I'll bring up Moises Ramirez. Two outs, nobody on. Moises getting the start at first here today, his secondary position. Smith-Shawver's pitch. Fastball, called strike, top of the zone, outside corner. It's 0-1. So far, five outs today for Smith-Shawver. Four of them have been punch-outs. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball running in. Ramirez can't connect. It's quickly 0-2. Moises still stuck in a hitless rut. 0-21. Past week plus. The pitch. It's high for ball one. Seen his average plummet from the mid-200s now to 140 on the season. 7-50. 1-2. Ramirez swings and misses. Hard slider down and away. Can't touch it, and Smith-Shawver strikes out the side here in the second. We go to the bottom of the second. Still scoreless here from North Augusta here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Feels good having someone on your side. To care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the second, still no score here between Delmarva and Augusta. Juan de Los Santos looking to make it back-to-back scoreless innings to begin his night. 4-5 and 6-2 up. Stephen Paolini, who was at the plate when Brandel Mosquito was thrown out trying to run on Creed Willems. The end of the first, so Paolini leads it off here in the second. Left-handed batter. First pitch from De Los Santos. Paolini slices it foul down the left field line. Up into the seats for strike one. Paolini on the season inning 226. No homers, 9 driven in. Open stance from the left side. The 0-1. He lines it through the whole right side for a base hit. Paolini barely has to move to pick it up. Throws it into second to hold Paolini to just a single. And the leadoff man aboard for Augusta. De Los Santos, his last outing, mentioned he threw well against Myrtle Beach but got hit with a loss. Worked into the fifth inning for the second time this season, second straight start as well. And after the leadoff man got on, he retired one batter after that and then departed. His bequeathed runner to Hugo Beltran was the one who ended up scoring. First pitch to Adam Zabrowski. This is down low for ball one. So despite De Los Santos not even being in the game, he was tagged with the loss as the Shorebirds, when he left, had been scoreless at the moment. Throw over to first. De Los Santos spikes it. Goes all the way to the sidewall into the Birds' bullpen. Up to second goes Paolini. Thinks about making a turn for third, but will scamper back to second on the E1. Shorebirds' defensive woes continuing here this week. They committed back on Tuesday 4 errors. Last night they committed 1. So in their past 3 games, they've now committed 11 errors. They had 5 as well back on Sunday. 1-0 the count on Zabrowski. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Takes up and away for ball 2. On the season, Zabrowski, 1 homer, 8 driven in. Hitting 200. 377 on base percentage. He's walked nearly as often as he struck out. Man at second, nobody out. No score, bottom two, and the pitch chopped foul down the third baseline for what they are saying is strike two, but home plate umpire Chris Janke corrects the scoreboard. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Zabrowski got last night off, wasn't a part of the onslaught. Went 1-for-3 with a double, though, back on Tuesday. 2-1. Zabrowski lifts it out of play, right field side. And De Los Santos back with the count even, 2-2. Man at second, nobody out here to begin the second inning for Augusta. Shorebirds have trailed the entire series, have yet to take a lead on the Green Jackets. 2-2. Zabrowski takes up and away for ball 3. On Tuesday, obviously, we were scoreless all the way through the 6th. Yesterday, Augusta took the lead in the first, never looked back. I have to go back and actually check the last time the Shorebirds did grab a lead. I think it might have actually been last Friday. 3-2. Zabrowski rolls it towards the hole left side, booted by Romero. He picks it up with a bare hand, double clutches, throws the first in time. Oh, what a recovery by Noelbert Romero as he kicked the ball into the center of the diamond, stuck with it, picked it up with the bare hand and threw to first to get Zabrowski. Paulini had to stay put at second on the ball, hit to the left side. That's the first out of the inning. So a man at second, one away. That brings up Raulio Vasquez. First time he's appeared this week. He's 6-for-20 this season. No homers, one driven in. Two doubles and a triple, though. First pitch, big rip. Fouls it back for strike one. Vasquez, 23 years old, out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Spent all of last year with Augusta. 74 games, hit .220. On base percentage of .340, though, with 29 walks. 0-1. Fastball sizzles over the outside corner, 0-2. Vasquez was a prime base-stealing threat last year. He swiped 40 bags, which was good for fourth in the league last year. Man at second, one out. No score, bottom two. De Los Santos, the pitch. Fastball just off the outside corner. De Los Santos snaps the ball back. So he receives it from Creed Willems. Didn't like the call. Ball and two strikes. Outfield straight away, and center Valdez playing pretty deep. De Los Santos ready at the letters. The 1-2. Breaking ball is high, 2-2. And I mentioned Valdez playing deep because typically with his kind of speed, you err on the side of playing too shallow. But Valdez, naturally a shortstop, still trying to get used to the outfield a little bit more each day. It is far easier to come in on the ball rather than having to trail back. 2-2 delivery. And Vasquez shoots it down the right field line. That'll slice up into the party deck. And the count stays even. Scoreless for the moment, bottom of the second. Paulini singled to open the inning, went to second on an errant pickoff throw. And now Vasquez battling with De Los Santos. Closed stance from the right side, hands held high. 2-2 again. And once more, it's fouled away by Vasquez. Three straight foul balls. Sends it into the netting. De Los Santos hasn't had too much trouble as far as being efficient so far this year. His first outing was a bit more of a slog, 66 pitches and 3 2/3. But then 71 pitches for 5 and 73 and 4 1/3 last time out. 2-2 again, and it's fouled back. Vasquez was right on that one. But four straight foul balls as this at-bat continues to labor on for De Los Santos. Ninth pitch upcoming. Man at second, nobody out, bottom of the second. Scoreless game. De Los Santos, a long look in, gets his sign. High set, wheels and deals. And Vasquez, a tapper by the mound towards second. Hernandez waits back on it, gloves and throws to first. To retire Vasquez, over to third goes Paulini. And there's two away here in the second. De Los Santos, with his huge wingspan, nearly tracked that one down just to the right of the mound. Would have proven fortuitous to Augusta, though, had he been able to make contact with the ball and deflected it. Might have become an infield single instead of an easy ground out to Hernandez. Now Connor Blair, the batter. Man at third, two outs. No score, bottom two. The first pitch. And Blair swings and pops it up. Shallow right field, second baseman Hernandez camping under it. Backpedals a little now and makes the catch right in front of Isaac Bologna, the right fielder, to retire the side here in the second. Juan De Los Santos strands a man at third, and we go to the third. Still scoreless here from Augusta on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the third coming up here from Augusta. Shorebirds and Green Jackets scoreless after two innings of play. And unfortunately, we have some sad news to pass along here on Thursday night. Richard Passwater, better known as Doc Shorebird around Purdue Stadium, has passed away. Doc was constantly around the ballpark, reached out to me a couple of times. We were always happy to chat with him. Kind of a quasi-team historian, basically. If something had happened in Shorebird's history, Doc probably had seen it with his own eyes. So we relied on him a lot when creating our archives. First pitch to Brian Hernandez coming up, and he rockets it out to right, coming in Mesquita, and he makes the letter high catch on the sinking liner. And there's one away here to begin the third. So our condolences to Doc Shorebird's family, Richard Passwater, and to everybody who knew him around the ballpark as well. He will be dearly missed. A huge bright spot at Purdue Stadium. And hopefully, still watching down on above here on the Shorebirds game. First pitch to Albert Romero is down in the dirt for ball one. One out, top of the third. Shorebirds and Green Jackets scoreless here in game three of this series. Romero, the nine-hole hitter, bats from the right side. Smith-Shawver's pitch, fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Smith-Shawver, like we said, has eschewed the windup after going with it in the first, and he is locked in now. He's retired seven in a row. Oh, or 1-1, rather. Romero fouls it back out of play, 1-2. Noelbert playing a full nine innings today. Still slowly but surely coming back from that hamstring injury a couple of weeks ago against Lynchburg. He finally made his return last weekend against Myrtle Beach, 1-2. Takes down and away for ball two. Then appeared as a pinch hitter, stayed in the game last night, went 0-1. He's now 0-8 since coming back from his injury. Two balls, two strikes. One out, nobody on. Here it comes. And Romero gets under one and lifts it back and out of play. Smith-Shawver giving it a quick look out in the mound, see if he could track it down. It's well up into the seats. Count stays even at two. Smith-Shawver with the bright red Rawlings glove. Same color for the Atlanta Braves, their primary red. Doesn't suit the green too well, kind of Christmassy. 2-2. Slider down the dirt for ball three. Talked about that when Myrtle Beach was in town, how you'll have the conflicting colors of some of the affiliates with their major league clubs. The Shorebirds, obviously, don't have that problem. Orange and black being their primary colors. 3-2. Romero takes up an in ball four as Smith-Shawver walks his first of the game. So maybe the Shorebirds can put some pressure on him again on the base paths. Romero draws the one-out walk, and his string of seven in a row set down no more. Top of the order now, it's Luis Valdez. Slapped a single to left, stole two bases in the first, but was stranded at third. Romero is a threat to run, albeit coming off the hamstring injury, that's probably little bit less so now. First pitch to Valdez. Swings and misses. Fastball up in the zone for strike one. Switch hitter bats from the left side. Open stance. Rocks off his front foot. The 0-1. Shows bunt and bunts it foul to the backstop. He has the third baseman Quintero well off the bag, shaded up the middle. So if he could have gotten that one down anywhere to the left side, that's an easy hit. Instead, he's got two strikes on him. infield does shift. Shortstop Durbin behind the second base bag. The 0-2. Valdez takes up and in, nearly clipped him on the shoulder as he spins out of the way. It's 1-2. Very fluky thing here at the start of the season is the Shorebirds are actually bottom five in the entire minors and hit by pitches. 1-2 pitch, Romero runs from first, and Valdez, a soft liner into right center field, a base hit. Romero rounds second, he heads for third. The ball picked up in center by Paulini. Romero will hold on at third, and Valdez aboard at first with a multi-hit game. Birds have men at the corners here in the third. Just a little poke there by Valdez, caught out on his front foot, threw the bat at the ball. Lined it by the mound and on a couple of hops by the stab of Klein at second. Romero running on the pitch. Actually had to dodge the ball on his way into second. Avoided making contact with it and sped on to third. Now Ryan Higgins. And at the corners, one out. Valdez runs on the first pitch. The pitch is high. The throw to second is not in time. Third stolen base of the game for Luis Valdez. That's a new season high for any Shorebird in one game, that is. And there's men at second and third with one out. So the Birds with a prime opportunity to get on the board first here. 1-0 on Higgins. Infield plays back for Augusta, except for Vasquez at first. The pitch. He swings and misses for strike one. Higgins really cold right now. Went 0-4 back on Tuesday. And prior to that, he'd gone hitless the last game against Myrtle Beach. 1-1. Little cutter outside, 2-1. Higgins now actually 0 for his last 12, spanning four games. Right on right matchup. No score, top of the third. Here's the pitch. And Higgins gets under one and launches it right on top of the plate. Catcher Zabrowski off with the mask. First baseman Vasquez comes in and makes a diving catch back behind the plate for the second out of the inning. Braulio Vasquez coming all the way down the line, bails out his catcher Zabrowski, who lost the ball as he dives basically across the plate to reel in the pop-up, and there's two away. So it'll be up to Daryl Hernandez. Daryl popped to first his first time up, stranding Valdez at third back in the first. Two in scoring position, two out. No score, top three. The first pitch. Pass ball high for ball one. Shorebirds looking to strike first for the first time since last Friday. The offense has been few and far between here during the seven-game losing streak. The 1-0, and Hernandez rips it foul down the third base line. Nearly took off Noel Bert Romero's head. Came off the end of his bat, though. Sounded like he broke it. And he'll head back to the dugout and get a new piece of lumber. So a ball and a strike on her knees. So he gets a new stick. Shorebirds got their first hits with runners in scoring position this series last night. Both in the seventh, Greg Cullen and Luis Valdez RBI singles. So Hernandez with a new piece of wood, digs back in from the right side. Zabrowski behind the plate, flashes the signs for Smith Shaver on the mound. The 1-1, and Hernandez fouls it back. As he bangs his hand against his helmet, really mad at himself there for missing that pitch. That was up in the zone, could have done a lot of damage. Now two strikes, 1-2 the count, two on, two out. Scoreless game, top three, the pitch. And Hernandez takes down the dirt. Great block by Zabrowski. Keeps the runners at bay. Shadows nearly fully encompassing the field now, except for the right center alley. No sky, or no clouds up in the sky here on Thursday night. 2-2 delivery. And Hernandez waits back on it and hits into the air to right center. Mesquita over towards the alley, though, and the right fielder puts it away. to retire Hernaez and Strand to a board here in the third. Shorebirds threaten but can't push anything across. We go to the bottom of the third. Still no score here from Augusta here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the third, Shorebirds and Augusta still scoreless here on Thursday night. Delmarva had men at second and third at the top of the inning, one out. Can't push them across. And Victor De Hoyos leads it off for the Green Jackets here in the home half of the third. Juan de los Santos into his wind in the first pitch. Big swing and a miss. De Hoyos way late on the fastball for strike one. De Hoyos coming off of a career night in yesterday's shellacking of the Shorebirds 14-2. De Hoyos the driving factor in that one. 0-1. De Hoyos a swing and a miss. Ball had already hit Willem's mitt by the time he got the swing off. It's 0-2. Last night, De Hoyos 5-for-5. Two doubles and a three-run homer. 0-2. Swing and a miss. De Los Santos pumps three fastballs by him. Pure gasoline for the first out here in the third. First strike out of the game for De Los Santos. As what's been strange is, as the season's gone on, it actually feels like De Los Santos is pitching more to contact. He's staying in the zone and letting his stuff just kind of speak for itself. Just a lot of weak contact. Today he's allowed just two hits, hasn't walked anybody. That K there was his first of the game. First pitch to Brian Klein. Fastball inside for ball one. One out, nobody on, no score, bottom of the third. Klein from the left side, hitting ninth for the second straight night. Wind up and the pitch. Klein takes down and in for ball two. On the season, Klein 6-for-24, 250 average. No homers, four driven in. He was perfect last night, 2-for-2. Two runs driven in, a sac fly. Here's the pitch. Klein checks his swing, lays off on a strike outside corner, 2-1. Pretty good-sized crowd here from North Augusta, here for Thirsty Thursday. 2-1. Klein fouls it back over the netting. Counts even at 2. Terrace deck out and right completely full. Lower seating bowl also pretty well stuffed. It is a beautiful complex that they have here. SRP Park right on the river. 2-2. Off the end of the bat, flared into shallow right. That drops in over the head of Hernaez. The second baseman went out, jumped for it, couldn't reel it in. And Klein with a looping single is aboard with one out here in the third. Top of the order now for the Green Jackets. Caleb Durbin stands in. Grounded to short his first time, or rather, to short his first time up. And at first, one out. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball one. De Los Santos has now allowed a single in each of the first three innings, but that's been it. Stranded to run around at second in the second. Stranded nobody on in the first as Mosquito was caught stealing. 1-0. Runner takes off the pitch down away. A called strike. The throw to second on the money again from Creed Willems. From his knees, he hoses down Brian Klein. Let him know who you are, Creed Willems. First game, two caught stealings, and there's two away here in the third. That kid's got a cannon. The count 1-1 on Durbin. Here it comes. Hits it off the end of the bat, foul up the first base side. It's 1-2. Some states you might have to register that thing to have it in public. Good gracious. 1-2 on its way to Durbin. Fastball high, 2-2. The pitch that Willems threw out Klein on was down and away, so he reached across his body, threw from his knees, and still got Klein by about 10 steps. Good Lord, the 2-2. Durbin gets under one, pops it in the air. Foul ground, third base side. Romero chasing after it, but he runs out of room as it lands up on the berm. And the count even at 2. De Los Santos still working from the stretch, even with the bases empty here, evidently feeling more comfortable there. 2-2 on Durbin, leadoff man for the Green Jackets. 2 outs, bottom three, the pitch, and Durbin fouls it back right over our heads. Stays alive. De Los Santos' pitch count escalating a little bit here in the early going. It's now at 45 pitches through 2 2/3. Could be worse. Now he goes to the full windup again. 2-2. And Durbin, a little half swing, can't connect on a fastball that De Los Santos just blows by him. And he faces the minimum here in the third, thanks to a caught stealing from Creed Willems, his second of the game. We go to the fourth. Still no score here from SRP Park, here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the fourth, still no score after three complete between Delmarva and Augusta. Sam Jelinek here with you for game three of the series. Green Jackets have taken the first two. Walk-off homer by Cal Conley on Tuesday. He actually hasn't played since. And then last night, a thumping of the Birds. 14-2 the final. Or scoreless after three tonight. Smith Shawver back to work for the Green Jackets in his first pitch to Isaac Bologna. Swung on and missed for strike one. Isaac trying to find his groove. He has been stuck in a rut for about the past five games now. Against Myrtle Beach, he was just 1-for-16. 0-1. Breaking ball down the dirt for ball one. This week, he did pick up a double in last night's game. Lined it down the right field side. Switch hitter bats left. Smith Shawver, tall righty, comes set to the belt. His pitch. It's up and away for ball two. Infield swings around as much as they can to the right side. Third baseman Quintero way off the line. Shortstop Durbin up the middle. Outfield plays Bologna the other way. 2-1. Swings and fouls it back. Counts even at 2. Smith-Shawver danced around trouble in the third. He had retired 7 in a row before walking to Albert Romero. 2-2. It's down in the dirt for ball 3. After Romero walked, Valdez singled, swiped second. Shorebirds couldn't convert on the second and third one-out chance. Count full on Bologna to lead off the fourth. Smith-Shawver wheels and deals. And a fastball low in the dirt will go to the backstop. Bologna draws ball 4. Zabrowski all the way back to the net to collect the pitch. Second walk of the game issued by Smith-Shawver. And the leadoff man aboard for Delmarva for the second time tonight. Brings up Isaac De Leon. It was this part of the order. 4 through 7. Smith-Shawver set them all down by way of the K from the end of the first through the second. De Leon, right-handed batter. First pitch. A little bit out ahead of it as he lines it foul out of play, third base side for strike 1. Smith-Shawver not really too quick to the plate. I think first base coach Daniel Fajardo just told Isaac Bologna that. Isaac has not stolen a base yet this season. 0-1. De Leon takes outside, 1-1. Fastball misses. No score, top of the fourth. Shorebirds have already stolen 3 bags tonight. All of them belong to Luis Valdez. 1-1. De Leon off the end of the bat, and he lines it by the shortstop Durbin up the middle into center. Around second, heading for third. Bologna, the throw from center, not in time. Feet first slide. Bologna able to beat the throw as he goes first to third. Aggressive base running with nobody out in the inning. And De Leon aboard at first as he reached for a pitch outside and just poked it up the middle. And there's men at the corners for Creed Willems. Shorebirds have been knocking on the door against Smith-Shawver all night long. Stranded a man at third in the first, men at the corners in the third, and now men at first and third again for Willems. Struck out in his first Delmarva at-bat earlier tonight. Last year, Willems only got into 10 games after being drafted. Hit 167 down the FCL. No homers, 1 driven in. The wild thing here for Willems is he's actually playing against somebody that he very well might have seen on the high school circuit. Smith-Shawver and Willems from the same area of Texas. First pitch. Willems takes a fastball in the inside corner for strike 1. His final high school season, Willems absolutely dominated. Hit 412, 10 homers, 44 driven in, 5A All-State honors. 0-1. Willems takes just outside, 1-1. Willems has prodigious power. Trying to tap into it here. Man at the corners, nobody out. Scoreless game, top of the 4. Infield plays back, looking for 2. Smith-Shawver set, deals home. And Willems takes on the inside black, 1-2. Fastball able to chisel the edge. Infield does play Willems to pull just a little. From the belt. The 1-2, and De Leon running from first as Willems smacks it foul down the right field line. Count stays at 1-2. So De Leon returns to first after running on the pitch. See if he'll take off again. Shorebirds have been aggressive here in the inning. 2-2, De Leon stays put. It's down in the dirt. Backhand stop by Zabrowski. Or rather, that was the 1-2, so they count now 2 balls, 2 strikes. Still nobody out, no score, top of the fourth. Bird's trying to strike first. Count 2-2 on Willems. Chokes up in the bat a little bit. Smith-Shawver ready. And throws over to first. De Leon back in with the dive. Shorebirds, to this point in the season, actually ranked dead last in the Carolina League in stolen bases with just 11. 3 already tonight. 2-2. Willem swings and pops it up. Left side of the infield. Third baseman Quintero next to the bag. Settling under it makes the catch with one hand for the first out of the inning. So Willem's retired. Runners have to stay put at first and third. And Moises Ramirez will try to bring home the first run of the game. Ramirez stuck some kind of rut. 0 for his last 22. He had been 7 for 28 to start the season. Right on right matchup. First pitch. Cutter high and outside for ball one. Smith Shawver working hard here in the fourth. Nobody up out in the Augusta bullpen. Right now he's at 58 pitches. Throw over to first, and De Leon back in with the dive. Braves had been handling Smith Shawver with kid gloves to begin the season. 3 2/3 in his first two outings, an inning and two thirds back on the 21st against Fayetteville. 1-0. Ramirez swings and misses, can't connect on the pitch over the heart of the plate. Counts 1-1. Signs dished out from Felipe Rojas Jr. in the third base coach's box. De Leon, strong lead from first. Here's the pitch. Fastball able to find the outside corner at the knees. It's 1-2. Outfield shades Ramirez the other way. Left fielder Blair way off the line. Middle infield at double play depth. The 1-2. Ramirez swings and misses. Pitch in the dirt. Zabrowski with the block. And the runners again have to stay cemented where they are. Two away now here in the fourth. Sixth strikeout of the game for Smith Shawver. And the Shorebirds just over the seven-game losing streak have not been able to get the big hit when they needed to, let alone the quality at bat when they need it. Not even a hit. Fly ball to the outfield, a ground ball. The man at third, less than two outs, brings home Bologna. Now it's up to Brian Hernandez. He lined out to right his first time up. Left-handed batter, the pitch. He fouls it back for strike one. Bologna walked to begin the inning. De Leon singled him all the way to third. Been stuck there ever since. Pop up, strikeout. Now Hernandez, the DH. Open stance from the left side. The 0-1. Down and in. Fastball on Hernandez's back foot. 1-1. Infield plays him to pull. The 1-1. Hernandez lofts it in the air to left field, not all too deep. Blair a few steps towards the alley, comes clambering in and makes the catch to retire Hernandez and extinguish the Delmarva threat here in the fourth. Shorebirds strand two more aboard, this time at the corners. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. Delmarva and Augusta scoreless here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
bottom of the fourth. Delmarva and Augusta still scoreless here from SRP Park. Sam Jelinek with you as Juan de los Santos getting ready to work to Geraldo Quintero to open up the fourth. First pitch, Quintero takes a fastball just a tick high for ball one. Shorebirds have stranded two on in each of the past two innings. 1-0 pitch. Quintero skies it to right field, not all too deep. Towards the alley now, center fielder Valdez comes over and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Quintero now 0-for-2 with two flyouts to Valdez in center. The more concerning thing, more than leaving runners on for the Shorebirds, is that in each frame they had a runner at third and less than two outs. Those are critical situations, especially for a team that is stuck in a seven-game losing streak, where you just feel like those are the situations where you're not capitalizing. Hopefully it doesn't come back to bite the Shorebirds tonight. Brandel Mesquita now the batter. First pitch, fastball down the middle for strike one. Mesquita singled his first time up, then was caught stealing by Willems. One of two that Willems has thrown out tonight. 1-0-1 is down on the dirt for ball one. Willems has thrown out two base runners, Mesquita to end the first, and then Ryan Klein in the second from his knees, or in the third, rather. De Los Santos rocks and deals, and Mesquita fouls it back. 1-2. Mesquita, despite posting the best numbers of any Green Jackets hitter coming into the series, was rather quiet last night, 14-run outburst. It was 1-for-4 with a run driven in. 1-2 on its way. It's lined the other way towards right. Baloney coming on. He has to play it on a hop. It's a base hit for Mesquita. He's 2-for-2. Good piece of hitting there. Fastball up and away. Just went with it. He's aboard at first with one out here in the fourth. We'll see whether or not he's learned his lesson. As Creed Willems has announced his presence with authority here tonight. Mesquita wants to try him again. Mesquita now actually 0-for-2 on the season, trying to swipe bases. Here's Stephen Paulini, left-handed batter. The pitch. It's up and away for ball one. Middle infield at double play depth. Third baseman Romero stays a little closer to the bag than I would have expected. Ramirez holds on the runner at first. No score, bottom four. De Los Santos set at the chest, the pitch, and Paulini fouls it back for strike one. One double header here today in the Carolina League. That was between Kannapolis and Fayetteville, making up games that were postponed back on Tuesday. 1-1. Paulini rips it in the air to deep left center field. Valdez going back. Center fielder looks up. It's off the wall. And then it caroms right by him. Racing around third. Here comes Mesquita. Valdez airmails it all the way to the plate. And scoring is Mesquita as Paulini goes into third with what I assume will be a double and an advancement on the throw to the plate. But either way, it's now Augusta 1 and Delmarva nothing here in the fourth. Valdez trying to make up for his mistake on the misplay off the wall. Launched that ball up into the air, trying to throw it all the way home from about 320 feet away in center. But Paulini drives in the run. It's 1-0 Augusta. Infield comes in for the Birds now. Man at third, one out. First pitch to Adam Zabrowski. Called strike. So we'll see how they score that for Paulini. I wasn't paying attention to see whether or not he was taking third already. They have given him a double, 0-1. Zabrowski checks his swing, slider down and away. Ball and strike. So it's a double, advanced to third on the throw home for Paulini. Does get an RBI, though. That's his 10th of the season. 1-1 Zabrowski, right on right matchup. Infield in. Here's the pitch. Tapped it foul, third base side, 1-2. So De Los Santos will try to limit the damage here in the fourth as Augusta strikes first for the third straight game to begin this series. Delmarva has not held a lead for a pitch here this week. Juan leans in, gets his side. Comes to the high set, kicks and deals. Soprowski takes. Fastball up and away. 2-2. Outfield shades Zabrowski a little bit the other way. Infield in on the cutout of the grass. 1-0 Augusta, bottom four. 2-2 pitch. This is down and away again. Ball three. Zabrowski out of Division III, St. John Fisher. Drafted last year in the 13th round. It's Division III Player of the Year. He hit 500. It's absurd. 3-2. Swing and a miss. De Los Santos sets him down with a good curveball. Out in front. Big time for De Los Santos' second K of the game. Paulini still at third, now with two away. The last hurdle in the inning for De Los Santos is Braulio Vasquez. Vasquez grounded to second his first time up. 1-0 Augusta, bottom of the fourth. Man at third, two outs. The pitch. Vasquez swings and misses. Tight breaking ball down and away for strike one. Infield plays straight up, outfield straight away. Vasquez hands held high. Here's the 0-1. Back to the same breaking ball. This time Vasquez, the wiser, lays off and the count's even at one. On deck, Connor Blair. De Los Santos does have bases open here with just Paulini on base at third. Two outs, bottom four. 1-0 Green Jackets. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball again. This one was left in the zone, but Vasquez couldn't connect. It's 1-2. So it's been all breaking balls to start the at-bat against Vasquez. Looked a little late on that swing anyways. Imagine the heat is what's due next. Vasquez chokes up on the bat. And at third, two outs. Willem sets up down and away. Here's the 1-2. Fastball misses. Counts even at two. RBI double for Stephen Paulini, giving Augusta the lead. The Green Jackets have not trailed for a single pitch so far in the series. And now time called. Vasquez steps out. Sun starting to set on a cloudless sky here over North Augusta. Lights starting to turn on. De Los Santos get out of the fourth. The 2-2. Breaking ball fouled back right over our heads. And we stay with the count even. Just a gorgeous night for baseball. And keep on reminding yourself that we're somehow still in late April. Mid-70s all day. Little hue of pink dotting the sky out on the horizon. And at third, two outs, the 2-2 again. Fastball off the outside corner, and Vasquez has worked it from 0-2 to 3-2. Los Santos trying to strand a man at third to end the fourth. Battling with Vasquez, a full count, two outs, 1-0 Augusta in the fourth. The 3-2. It's tapped on the ground towards short, coming in for it. De Leone gloves, throws to first to retire Vasquez and end the inning, stranding Paulini out at third. But it's Paulini's RBI double that starts the scoring in this one. And as we go to the fifth, it's now Augusta 1 and Delmarva nothing here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Shorebirds in the hole to start the top of the fifth. They trail the Green Jackets 1-0. Sam Zelnick here with you from North Augusta, South Carolina. Game 3 of this 6-game series between the Shorebirds and the Green Jackets. Augusta's taken the first two. Shorebirds have not led for a pitch here this week. AJ Smith-Shawver has shut them down through the first four. Delmarva threatened in the fourth, had minutes second and third with just one away, but couldn't cash it in. First pitch to Noelbert Romero to open up the fifth. Fastball a little bit low for ball one. Arm getting loose out in the Green Jackets bullpen as we begin the inning. Smith-Shawver ventures into uncharted waters. The pitch, Romero swings and misses for strike one. He has not worked into the fifth yet this season. And to this point, he actually hadn't made it out of the fourth yet. His longest outing had been 3 2/3 innings. 1-1. Romero shows bunt and pops it foul back out of play. 1-2. Romero walked his first time up to lead off the third, but was stranded at third to end the third. Delmarva stranded two aboard in both the third and fourth. 1-2. Romero pops it foul out of play, first base side. First baseman Vasquez giving it a full-hearted attempt, though. It's about five rows deep. Effort in vain. Warming up out in the bullpen, it looked like Starlin Rodriguez getting loose, but we'll wait to receive confirmation on that. One and two on Romero. Here it comes. And Noelbert drives into the air, deep down the left field line. That ball is gone! Off the apartment building beyond the left field wall, Noelbert Romero with his second homer of the season ties us at one here to kick off the fifth. And Noelbert knew it off the bat as he dropped and looked at it, admired his artwork from the plate. Knots us at one here in the fifth inning. A no-doubter for Noelbert Romero as he gets into one, his second homer of the season. We're all square at one. Still nobody out in the fifth. Top of the order now. Luis Valdez stands in the pitch. And Valdez hits a tapper towards short on the backhand. Durbin gloves it, throws quickly to first, just in time. Valdez nearly beat it. First base coach Danny Fajardo, a few words with the first base umpire, Ricky Elrod, about that call. That's the first out of the inning. Valdez applied the pressure, and Durbin was up to the task. I'll bring up Ryan Higgins. He's 0-2. Trying to break his hitless schneid. Now more than 10 at-bats. First pitch. Fastball, letter high outside corner for strike one. Smith-Shawver from the stretch, nobody on. His 0-1 to Higgins. Ryan swings and misses. Tight slider down and away. It's 0-2. Ryan has struck out today and popped out to first. And pop out. Came back in the third. That was a big one with Valdez at third, or rather with Romero at third, less than two outs. Valdez was out at second during that at bat. 0-2. Higgins fouls it back. Stays alive. Now time called at the plate. As the ball got loose back behind home. Tied at one top of the fifth here. Noel Bert Romero, a solo shot. His second of the year. 0-2 on Higgins, one out. The pitch. He swings and misses. Cutter darting away. Smith Shauver with his seventh strikeout here tonight. That's a season high for him now. I'll bring up Darryl Hernández with two outs and the bases empty. Hernández 0 for 2. He's popped out to first and flied out to right. Right on right matchup. Second baseman Klein positions himself up the middle. First pitch. Hernández takes inside for ball one. Looked like changeup there from Smith Shauver. Haven't seen that too much from him today. One-oh pitch. Hernández swings and misses. Committed to that pitch a little bit too early. It cut down and away from him. Looks like just some natural cutting action on Smith Shauver's fastball. Hernández can't connect. The count's even at one. Tied at one, top five. The pitch. That's just off the outside corner. Hernández thought that was about to be called strike two. And now time called as a ball from somewhere comes onto the field. Might have been the Augusta bullpen. Get that off infield grass and get back to the action. Albert Romero ties us at one here to kick off the inning with a solo homer. Now two outs, nobody on in the fifth. 2-1 to Hernández. He ropes it on the ground to third, but it's picked by Quintero. Back of the bag, fires across the diamond to get Hernández with ease. And retire the side here in the fifth. But the Shorebirds get their first run of the game. Noelbert Romero, a solo homer out to left, ties us at one. We're halfway home. We go to the bottom of the fifth, all tied at one, here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Bottom of the fifth, all tied at one now between the Shorebirds and the Green Jackets. Noelbert Romero, a solo homer in the top of the inning, squares us up. Sam Jelinek with you, and we've got a TechNet call to the bullpen to tell you about. Juan de Los Santos is done after four innings of one-run baseball. Hands the baton off to Jake Lyons to make his 2022 debut as the 2021 Shorebird back with the Birds here to kick off his season after dealing with a little bit of an injury at the start of the year. It's his first pitch to Connor Blair, misses outside for ball one. De Los Santos goes four innings, allows one run on five hits. Most importantly, no walks, strikes out three. Won't be a factor in tonight's decision. 1-0, fastball, top of the zone for a called strike. So Jake, who had been dealing with a little bit of back spasms towards the end of spring training, held down and extended, rehabbed a little bit, finally feels okay again. Normal, as he says. The 1-1 lined the other way, but that's foul into the Shorebirds bullpen. 1-2. So now just needs to work up the innings again, and with some of the higher-level affiliates, their staffs are fully stocked. Shorebirds could use a few extra arms every now and again. So Lions down here to begin his season. 1-2. Breaking ball called. Strike three. Outside corner. Lions paints the black. And Blair retired here to open up the fifth. The Lions basically picks up where he left off in Delmarva last year. Jake actually got called up to Aberdeen by the time the season ended last year for his final three starts. But his final outing of the year with Delmarva, in 4 1/3 innings against Carolina at the start of September, he punched out a season-high 10. So one out, nobody on. Here's Victor De Hoyos. Struck out his first time up, and the first pitch fastball is low for ball one. Lions listed at 6'5", 280, 23 years old, right-handed arm. 22nd round pick back in 2019. The 1-0. De Hoyos takes low again for ball two. Out of Oklahoma State, Lions grew up in Irving, Texas. He's actually throwing to a fellow Texan, Creed Williams, behind the dish. Just like he did with Jordan Cannon last year on the Sam Houston. 2-1, 2-0 rather. Splitter swung on and missed. Nice change of pace there from Lions. De Hoyos out in front, 2-1. Jake, fastball, curveball, slider, splitter into his wind, the 2-1. Splitter again, and it's tapped softly back up the middle and back of the second base bag. De Leon has it go under his glove as he tried to spin and throw in one motion but never had the baseball. And De Hoyos safely aboard with a base hit here with one out in the fifth. De Leon tried to pirouette before he had the baseball there. So De Hoyos aboard at first with his sixth hit of the series. And now Brian Klein, the batter. He singled and was caught stealing his first time up. Tied at one, bottom of the fifth. First pitch. Klein takes. Fastball just a little bit low, evidently, for ball one. Lions, a faded orange glove at this point. Black laces. Cuffed pants, see a little bit of black sock just above his cleats. High set, the 1-0. Fastball, can't get the call again as Willems asked where that one missed, and evidently it was just a little bit low again. 2-0 on Klein. In total last year for Lions with Delmarva, he was 4-3 with a 3.69 ERA. 85 strikeouts, 68 1/3 innings. The 2-0, Klein fouls it back out of play, 2-1. Klein and Lions probably saw a good deal of each other during their college days. Klein at Texas Tech. Lions at Oklahoma State in the Big 12. Once Lions was called up to Aberdeen, the three starts encompassed 11 1/3 innings. Was 0-1 with a 3.18 ERA. The pitch, breaking ball on the inside corner. That gets the call there, a little makeup call. Slider able to snag the edge, letter high. Counts even at 2. Lions struck out 17 with Aberdeen, walked just 3, allowed only 8 hits. Crossfire set, the 2-2. It's fouled away by Klein, fastball down and away. Able to stay alive. And if you remember, Lions was going through a huge rough patch to start the season. His first three outings with Delmarva, he lasted just 6 2/3 innings, allowed 10 earned runs. Long hold, the 2-2. And Klein tomahawks it on the ground to second, off the glove of Fernandez. He picks it up, throws to first, still in time to get Klein. Good job by Darryl to recover. Get the out at first, up to second goes De Hoyos. There's two away here in the fifth, still tied at one. But Jake turned it on after that. As in June, he struck out 33 in 20 2/3 innings with a 1.43 ERA. And over a month-long stretch, he didn't allow more than 4 hits or 1 earned run in any game. It's a man out at second, 2 outs, top of the order, Caleb Durbin batting. Tied at 1, the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner for strike 1. They asked Jake how to... Great chat with him, able to catch up yesterday once he was finally added to the roster, about what changed after those first three starts and what changed from then to now. The pitch. Durbin swings and pops it up right behind home, just a little up the first baseline for catcher Willems off of the mask, but it's the first baseman Ramirez coming trundling down onto the warning track to make the call and the catch. to retire the side here in the fifth. We'll tell you a little bit more about Jake and I's conversation when he's back out on the mound next inning. But for now, we go to the sixth, still tied at one, here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road in the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth here from Augusta, still tied at one between the Shorebirds and the Green Jackets. New arm to tell you about on the mound for Augusta here, as the righty into his wind, his first pitch to Isaac Baloney, misses down and in for ball one. Roldy Munoz takes the mound for the Green Jackets on this TechNet call to the bullpen, taking over AJ Smith-Shawver. Baloney fouls the 1-0 away, counts even at one. Smith-Shawver goes five innings, a career long, allows one run on four hits, two walks, seven strikeouts, a season high for him. 1-1, Baloney takes down and in for ball two, switch hitter bats from the left side. Munoz making his Augusta debut, was added to the roster just today. The 2-1, down and in for ball three. Roderick Munoz, pitcher for Augusta, the 3-1, and Baloney lines it into left center field. That'll split the gap and go all the way to the wall. Baloney turns on the Jets around first. He's thinking two, and he'll be in there with a stand-up double as the throw goes towards third, and the Birds in business here to kick off the sixth. Lead-off double for Baloney. That ball was smacked by Baloney the other way. Good piece of hitting as he greets Munoz very unkindly. Here to start off the sixth, tied at one. Smith-Shawver out of the game, his only mistake. Solo homer to Noelbert Romero. Now here's Isaac De Leon, right on right matchup. Munoz from the belt, the pitch, and De Leon fouls it back just at the top of the net for strike one. Munoz began the year with the High A Rome Braves. Made three starts, went 11 and a third innings. Actually spent all of last year with Augusta. Familiar face as the 0-1 is down and away for ball one. Ball and a strike on De Leon. He's 1-for-2 with a single his last time up. The pitch down in the dirt. Nice block by Zabrowski. Keeps Baloney out at second. 2-1. With Rome, those three starts for Munoz. 0-1 with a 4.76 ERA. Struck out 10, walked 8, wound 11 hits. 22 years old. The pitch De Leon, a weak tamper down the third baseline, charging in the third baseman Quintero. Gloves, throws on the run to first, and gets De Leon by a half step. A fine play for the first out of the inning. Maloney forced to hold on at second. Munoz 6'3", 190. He's been in the Braves organization since 2018. Spent 2 years in the Dominican Summer League before coming stateside in 2021. Here's Creed Willems. He's 0-for-2 in his Shorebirds debut. The pitch. Waited on the fastball, swings and misses for strike one. Willems has made his presence known more behind the plate today with his cannon of an arm thrown out to base runners. Hitting today, he struck out and popped out to third. Man at second, one out. Tied at one, the pitch. Down in the dirt, somehow Willems able to step around the pitch as it gets by Zabrowski to the backstop, and Bologna takes third on the very wild pitch. Quick feet from Willems to get out of the way of that one. So the infield now comes in for Augusta. Count even at one on Creed. Tied at one, top of the sixth. Infield in, Bologna, good speed at third. Right on left matchup. The kick and the pitch. Willems takes inside for ball two. Creed really trying to make this a debut to remember. Open stance from the left side, back of the box. Good bend at the knees, the 2-1. And Willems hits it on the ground to the second baseman, Klein. Bologna's caught in a rundown between third and home. Now the throw to the plate is wide of the mark. It goes to the backstop. Bologna scores. Willems goes all the way to second on the error. Bologna was caught in between third and home. Klein held on to the ball, tried to run him down. But when he threw to the plate, he was well wide. And on the throwing error, Bologna scores. Willems into second. And the Shorebirds, for the first time this week, take the lead. It's Delmarva 2 and Augusta 1 here in the sixth. First error of the game for Augusta, and it's a costly one. Willems will reach on the fielder's choice, advance to second on the error. No RBI for him, though. Here's Moises Ramirez, the first pitch, and Ramirez rockets it into the right center gap. That's down for a base hit, cut off by the right fielder Mesquita. Willems gets the stop sign at third as he hits the cutoff man in the center of the diamond. And there's a man at the corners with one away as Ramirez finally snaps his hitless drought. Wandered the desert for a week plus and finally found the oasis of a base hit. Had been 0-for-24. Now out to the mound goes the pitching coach Mike Steed to chat with Rodery Munoz, who has come into this game and been greeted very roughly by the Shorebirds. Double, ground out, fielder's choice in an error, and now a single. So the meeting on the mound now adjourned. Home plate umpire goes out to break it up. The Shorebirds have men at the corners and one away. They have been, prior to this inning, abysmal with runners in scoring position or just a man at third less than 2 outs. They are still 0-for-10, or rather now 1-for-10, with 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position tonight following Ramirez's single. That was their first hit of the game with a man in scoring position. First pitch to Hernandez. It's cut on and missed for strike one. The Shorebirds lead for the first time this week, 2-1 top of the sixth. Looking for more. Middle infield at a pull side modified double play depth. Third baseman Quintero off the line. The pitch. Hernandez laid on a fastball, swings and misses. It was up and out of the zone anyway. 0-2. Bryan has lined out to right and flied out to left. Either one of those should bring home another run. Man in the corners, one out. Munoz set the pitch, and Hernandez swings and misses over top of breaking ball. Munoz dispatches him on three pitches, and there's two away. So it'll be up to Noelbert Romero to extend the lead. Perfect on the night, his solo homer in the fifth tied us at one. His second long ball of the season. Willems at third. Ramirez at first. Romero the batter from the right side. Here's the pitch. It takes down and away for ball one. Sun is completely set. Stadium lights on in full effect here. Thursday night from North Augusta, South Carolina. 1-0 to Romero. He swings and pops it up. Right side of the diamond, second baseman Klein calling for it, drifting onto the outfield grass. He makes the catch for the final out of the inning. But the Birds do take the lead for the first time this week. An error by the second baseman, Brian Klein, after Maloney was caught in a run down between home and third. Allows a run to score. Delmarva takes a 2-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the sixth here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Having someone on your side to care for and there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care and it's so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is air ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds for the first time this week have the lead. 2-1 Delmarva over Augusta. Sam Jelinek with you here from SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina. Picture perfect night for baseball here in late April. Jake Lyons back to work after a scoreless fifth, his first inning of the season. And his first pitch to Geraldo Quintero misses up and away for ball one. Lyons rehabbing from some back spasms into his wind is 1-0. Quintero swings and hits it high in the air to left, chasing Higgins towards the corner. Left fielder settles under it towards the line and puts it away for the first out here in the sixth. Quintero now 0 for 3. Well, we were talking about when Lyons ended the fifth, the difference between the Jake at the start of last year to the one now, and he said, honestly, he feels like the only thing is confidence. He says his stuff is still the same, but once you get that boulder moving downhill, first pitch to Randall Mosqueda, breaking ball down the middle for strike one, you really start to feel unstoppable, and that's what happened to Lyons last season. It was really awesome to see after his rough start, 0-1. Slider outside corner, Mosqueda down on the count 0-2. Mosqueda 2 for 2 tonight, 2 singles. Shorebirds lead 2-1, bottom 6. One out, nobody on. Lyons into the rock, the pitch. Down the dirt, Mosqueda lays off 1-2. And Lyons said, on top of that, it may have just been a maturity thing. Once you realize that you are good enough, 1-2. Mosqueda takes a fastball outside, 2-2. And even if you don't get the results that you want, that you're still just right there knocking on the door. Lyons was able to break through and have a really good season last year. 2-2 pitch. Fastball runs up and in. And from 0-2 to 3-2 on Mosqueda. So we're excited to see where Lyons can progress the rest of this season. Obviously, 3-2 comes home. Fastball down the middle, called strike three, dropped by Willems, but will tag out Mesquita to complete the strikeout. Lions with two punch outs in the game now, and there's two outs here in the sixth. Well, we've seen a good number of the pitchers from the 2021 Shorebirds pitching staff start off this season very well. You have Brandon Young, who actually just hit the IL with Bowie. Zach Peek's up there. Ryan Watson. First pitch to Stephen Paulini is up and away for ball one. And Lions probably due to join Aberdeen or Bowie once his rehab here is done. 1-0. On the inside corner, 1-1. Paulini, 2-for-2, his RBI double back in the fourth has produced the only run in the game for Augusta to this point. Left-handed batter, the pitch. Up and away for ball two. Lions from the first base side of the rubber. Steps into the wind. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Laying on the fastball, Paulini waves through it. 2-2. Lions wasting no time, and Paulini, sensing Lions wants to work quickly, calls time, steps out. This is what Jake can feel like once he gets going. Just in a groove. Wind up the 2-2. Splitter in the dirt. Paulini lays off, and the count's full. So two outs, nobody on, bottom six. Shorebirds with their first lead of the series. On top 2-1. Payoff pitch to Paulini. He fouls away the fastball and stay alive. Jake is a bulldog out in the mound. Grabs the ball, ready to go again. Nods yes to the sign. His 3-2 pitch once more. And a fastball called strike three. Inside corner, letter high. And Lions with back-to-back strikeouts, both looking. Caps off a 1-2-3-6. We go to the seventh. Shorebirds lead it 2-1 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. We chug along to the seventh inning here from Augusta. Delmarva leading Augusta 2-1. Another low-scoring game yesterday. Saw one team score a lot of runs. Green Jackets with a 14-2 win. It was 3-1 back on Tuesday, so pitching has dominated the week here through the first three games of the series. Luis Valdez leads it off here in the seventh. Switch hitter bats left in the first pitch. He swings and misses for strike one. Roderick Munoz back out to work. Pitch the sixth, allowed a run. The unearned for the moment. The 0-1. This is down and in for ball one. Leadoff double to Isaac Baloney. Reached third with one away. And then was caught in a rundown. 1-1. Valdez hits it hard on the ground towards the hole right side by the dive of the second baseman Klein and on into right field. And Luis Valdez has himself a three-hit game. He's 3-for-4 with three singles. He's already got three stolen bases tonight. And I imagine he'll be eyeing potentially numbers 4 and 5. But Bologna got caught in that rundown in the sixth. Errant throw to the plate allowed him to score and gave the Shorebirds their first lead here of the series. Throw over to first, and Valdez back in with a dive as Munoz checks in on him to begin the at-bat with Ryan Higgins. Ryan 0 for 3 tonight. He's trying to find his way at the plate. Has gone ice cold after a solid start. Right on right matchup. Middle infield at double play depth. Here's the pitch. And Higgins a little check swing. Taps it back to the mound. Grabbed by Munoz. Low throw to second. And Durbin can't pick it. He keeps it in front of him though. So Valdez will hang on at the bag. But an E1 on Munoz allows Valdez to reach. Higgins safely aboard at first. And there's two on to begin the seventh. The defensive miscues continue to mount for Augusta tonight. Error last inning allowing a run to score. And this one allowing Valdez to reach second safely puts two on with nobody up, nobody on for Daryl Hernandez. Nobody out, I should say. For the record, should Valdez steal his fourth bag tonight, it would tie a franchise record. It's happened four times previously. First pitch to Hernandez. Fastball down and away for ball one. Last one to do it, Kervin Mesquite. Back on April the 6th, 2018 against Asheville. So keep an eye on that as the game progresses. Shorebirds want to extend the lead first. 2-1, they're on top, top of the seven. Two on, nobody out. The pitch. Hernandez takes a breaking ball down low. He's in command of the count now, 2-0. Darryl 0 for 3 tonight. He's hit the ball hard twice, though. He flied out to right, grounded out to third. Darryl leads the Shorebirds with 4 homers this season, 7 extra base hits total. 2-0. Hernandez rips it off the third base bag and down the left field line. This will be extra bases. Valdez comes in to score. Higgins getting the wave around third. The relay throw to the plate won't come. Higgins scores standing. And Hernandez into second with a 2-run double expands the Shorebirds' lead. It's 4-1 Delmarva here in the seventh. That ball was scorched by Hernandez over top the third base bag. And the Shorebirds, with their biggest lead here tonight, are on top by 3. Out to the mound again goes the pitching coach, Mike Steed. Hernandez turned on that baseball, skimmed it over the third base bag. Drives in 2. He's now got a team leading 15 so far this season. Good base running by Higgins, running hard all the way from first. No chance even for a play. Conversation out in the mound just between Steed, Munoz, and the catcher, Zabrowski, as an arm gets loose out in the Augusta bullpen. Isaac Bologna due to hit. He's 1-for-2 with the double actually off of Munoz, which started the sixth inning. And this is the Shorebirds offense that has just been missing for the past week. Clutch hits had simply evaporated. The hard-hit balls were nowhere to be found, but now they are back in force. Bologna from the left side sees Munoz for the second time tonight. 4-1 Delmarva, top seven. Munoz the set, looks to second, now the pitch. And Bologna swings and misses for strike one. Still nobody out in the inning. Hernandez at second. The pitch. Breaking ball splits the middle. It's 0-2. Nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen as expected. Lions right now with a very manageable pitch count. 31 through 2 innings. Had been looking at probably somewhere between 50 and 60. He might be able to ride this game out the rest of the way. The pitch. It's down low. And Bologna gets one back. 1-2. Shorebirds trying to give him even more cushion here. Hernandez at second, nobody out. The 1-2. It's outside. The count's even at two. And the leash might be tightening around Rodri Munoz here. Righty getting loose out in the bullpen for Augusta. 2-2 on Bologna. Munoz's pitch. And Bologna gets under one and hits it to shallow center. Shortstop Durbin backpedaling out there, and he makes the catch. The first out of the inning, Hernandez has to stay out at second. Brings up Isaac De Leon, the shortstop. 1-for-3. Shorebirds with 8 hits tonight. That's their most since... Ooh, we're got to go back a little bit of ways here since last Saturday. They had 1 run on 8 hits against Myrtle Beach. Look for double-digit hits. That would be the first time. Once again, we go in the way back machine here. Got to go all the way back, actually, to Lynchburg. Pitch to De Leon. It's down and in for ball one. A Saturday night at Lynchburg, April the 16th. So about 2 weeks ago, last time they had double-digit hits. They've got 8 tonight, 4 runs. 4-1, they lead it here in the seventh. The pitch, about a 50-foot fastball, gets skipped to the backstop. And Hernandez up to third on the wild pitch. And Munoz just does not have it tonight for Augusta. Numbers obviously don't tell the whole story, but at high A, Munoz had held his own to begin the season. So I was a bit baffled as to what exactly he was doing here, why he was sent down. But here tonight, the eye test just does not pass it. The pitch to De Leon. He fouls it off at the plate, got off the home plate umpire. As we've already had Juan Gomez earlier in the series have to depart due to injury. Hate to see Chris Janke also have to cut this one short. So 2-1 on De Leon, infield in for Augusta. Hernandez at third, one out. 4-1 Shorebirds, top of the seventh. Right on right matchup, here's the pitch. De Leon takes a fastball in the outside corner, 2-2. Two on its way. De Leon lays off a tight slider down and away. Good take there, and the count's full. Full count on De Leon. Infield in, Hernandez at third. One out. The pitch. Fastball called. Strike three. Outside corner. De Leon can't pull the trigger. That's a big strikeout for Munoz. His second out of the pen. Hernandez still out at third. Now with two away, it'll be up to Creed Willems. Willems hit into a fielder's choice. Ended up producing a run his last time up. Bologna came home to score. Go-ahead run in the sixth. It's now 4-1 Delmarva in the seventh. Two outs, Hernandez at third. Infield shifts to the right side, the pitch. And Willems smacks it high in the air, deep down the left field line, but that'll slice just foul for strike one. Just a little bit late, Willems nearly tucked it over the wall down the left field line for his first Delmarva homer. Instead, just strike one. Willems still looking for his first career long ball. He didn't homer last year down to the FCL. Shortstop Durbin plays up the middle. Third baseman Quintero off the line. Right on left matchup. Here's the 0-1. And Willems out in front of the slider. Swings and misses 0-2. Two runs home in the inning on Darryl Hernandez's two-run double. Willems trying to bring him in here, though. Push the lead out to four. Munoz set of the belt. Leg kick, here's the pitch. Willems takes down and in for ball two. Or ball one, beg your pardon. Munoz, a long look in, nods yes. Comes set. Looks at third, now the pitch. It's up and away for ball two. Darryl has done a great job this season. Every time he's at third, getting in the pitcher's head just a little bit, bluffing from third as if he's going to take off and taking as much of a lead as the third baseman allows, depending on how far off the bag he is. 2-2. It's down and in. Willems has to pick his back foot out of the way before getting hit. Counts full. Two outs, top of the seventh. Shorebirds now with a three-run lead, 4-1. Hermes at third. The 3-2 coming home to Willems. He swings and misses, chases down the dirt, picked by Zabrowski. He'll tag Willems out the plate to complete the strikeout. And that does it for the Shorebirds here in the seventh. But they do tack on two more. Darryl Hernandez, a two-run double. As we go to the bottom of the seventh, it's time to stretch. The Shorebirds have stretched the lead out to 4-1 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Hope you had a good stretch. We go to the bottom of the seventh here from Augusta. It's the Shorebirds 4 and the Green Jackets now 1. Darryl Hernandez with a two-run double in the top of the inning extends the Shorebirds lead here tonight as they look to snap their seven-game losing streak. Jake Lyons has pitched two scoreless innings out of the pen, trying to make it three. 5-6 and 7 due up for the Green Jackets. Adam Zabrowski leads it off. Lyons pitches 31 pitches through two innings. The first pitch, Zabrowski tries to lay off, but he went around on a fastball up and out of the zone for strike one. Zabrowski 0-2 tonight, ground out in a strikeout, 0-1. Breaking ball just a little bit high, 1-1. Lyons has struck out three tonight, including the final two to end the sixth, 1-1. Fastball fouled straight back. So that one was right on by Zabrowski. Took a good rip. See where Lyons goes from there. Really good command of his breaking pitches here tonight. Hasn't fallen behind in too many counts either. 1-2. Slider outside, and the count's even at 2. Lyons' hands held high into his wind. The 2-2. And Zabrowski pops it up back behind home. That'll get out of play. And the count even at 2. Take a look at the Birdland scoreboard for the first time tonight. Everybody in action across the O's minor league affiliates. And right now, nearly everything going the Orioles' way. 2-2. Rolled on the ground towards the hole left side and by the backhand stab of De Leon at short. And on into left field for a base hit. De Leon got to the spot. And on the backhand, it bounced over his glove. And Zabrowski with a leadoff single here to begin the seventh. Down in Aberdeen, Ironbirds looking to improve to 13-5 and make it 3 in a row against Jersey Shore. They lead 2-0 in the top of the eighth. Noah DeNoyer, 2 2/3 scoreless out of the pen there. Norfolk with a 4-run seventh as the first pitch comes home to Braulio Vasquez. He shows bunt, draws it back. It's a called strike, 0-1. Tides have just taken a 4-3 lead. But we're not threatening with men at first and second, one out in the bottom of the inning. The big news from that series was the Tides were expecting to face off against Ronald Acuna. The pitch, Lyons misses down and in for ball one. But Acuna was actually just activated off the IL today by the Braves. Most thought his rehab would go into May. The Braves need him now. So they activate him, and he's ready to go at the major league level. Lions high set. Man at first, nobody out. The pitch. Fastball up and in for ball two. Bowie trails Richmond 5-3. That's in the top of the eighth. Bay Sox looking for a late comeback there. The big league O's played a day game against the Yankees today, and New York was able to complete the three-game sweep. The pitch, Vasquez fouls it back and out of play. The count's even at two. Yankees doubling up the O's 10-5 as Baltimore matches Delmarva's five errors from Sunday with five of their own. They did pound out 14 hits, so they've got that going for them. 2-2 on Braulio Vasquez. The pitch. Fastball high. Lays off. The count's full. First time Lions has really had to grind here in this game. He stranded De Hoyos out at second back in the fifth. But before Zabrowski's single, he had retired four in a row. Zabrowski still at first. Nobody out. Bottom seven. 4-1 Delmarva. Lions the set. 3-2 pitch. Check swing, and Vasquez fouls it back. Would have been ball four up and out of the zone. Couldn't lay off, and Lions able to stay alive here in the count. Middle infield at double play depth, outfield plays straight up. Vasquez from the right side, close stance. Lions holds, now deals. And the fastball hit in the air to right. On comes Bologna. Has the plate on a short hop, and he gets by him. Zabrowski had to hold to see whether or not Bologna would catch it. So by the time Isaac retrieves it, he has to stop at second. And it's back-to-back singles to begin the seventh for the Green Jackets. Then at first and second for Connor Blair. It's the fastball in on the hands of Vasquez. He punched it to right. Bologna couldn't get there in time. Thought about laying out. Instead pulled up short on it. And that'll spring the Shorebirds bullpen to life. Bennett first and second. Nobody out in the tying run. Connor Blair stepping in. 4-1 Shorebirds, bottom of the seventh. Blair has not homered this season. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Big swing and a miss. He was trying to homer there to tie this one up. Came up empty. Last night, Blair was 2-for-3. Two singles, two walks, three runs scored. Drafted in the 15th round out of the University of Washington back in 2019. The pitch. Swung on, fouled at the plate. Ran off the catcher, or ran off the home plate umpire, Chris Janke. Thankfully, it caught him full on the chest guard, so he's okay. No balls and two strikes. Nobody out. Men at first and second for Augusta, trying to weasel their way back into this game. Shorebirds trying to snap a seven-game losing streak. The pitch. Blair pops it up. Foul ground, first base sign in front of the Shorebirds dugout. Ramirez runs out of room. First baseman pressed up against the net. And we say at 0-2, Preston Price starting to loosen out in the Shorebirds bullpen. I guess if Price comes on to finish off the seventh, then it might be Pham to come in for the eighth and ninth. I would highly doubt they'd want Pham to come on in the middle of an inning. Given that he just got activated off the IL, wants to give him something clean to start the year. Still 0-2 on Blair. And in first and second, nobody out. 4-1 Delmarva in the seventh. 0-2. And Blair swings and misses as Lyons just throws it by him. Straight cheddar at the letters. Lyons with his fourth strikeout out of the pen. And there's one away here in the seventh. Runners remain at first and second for Victor De Hoyos. De Hoyos 1-for-2 tonight, following up his 5-for-5 performance yesterday. Three-run homer. He had been 0-for-8 to start the year. Right-handed batter. Lyon stares at second. Holds. Now throws. And he misses high for ball one. We always talk about small sample size early, not to get too excited or too sad about a player's numbers. DeJoyo's a perfect example. He went from hitting 000 to hitting 385 at the end of yesterday. 1-0. Fouls it back, 1-1. With his hit tonight, he's now actually hitting an even 400. So to go from an absolute goat to Ted Williams territory in the span of a game plus, that's what early season numbers can do to you. Hits at the representing the tying run here in the bottom of the seventh. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. Lions able to fool them. It's 1-2. Back-to-back singles started the inning. Blair struck out. Now Lions trying to sit down DeJoyos. 1-2 pitch. Off speed in the dirt. DeJoyos lays off. Count now level at two apiece. DeJoyos taps the plate. Bright red batting gloves. Gray barrel bat. Black handle. Slightly open stance. The 2-2. Off the hands. He pops it foul out of play. First base side. On deck, the nine-hole hitter, Brian Klein. Lions wouldn't mind rolling one here to get out of the inning. His pitch count has started to escalate now. It's at 52 pitches through 2 1/3. Two on, one out. Bottom seven. Here's the pitch. DeJoyos checks his swing. They haven't appealed it yet. The pitch went to the backstop. So taking 90 feet on the wild pitch are both Zebrowski to third, Vasquez to second. And no appeal either. So the count now full on DeJoyos. Infield will stay back for the Shorebirds here. With a 4-1 lead here in the bottom of the seventh. Count full on DeJoyos. Men at second and third, one out. Lions wheels and deals. And DeJoyos lofts it out of play, right field side. Fouls off another to stay alive. Still 3-2 on DeJoyos. Lions. Chin high set. The 3-2 again. Breaking ball down and away. DeJoyos lays off. Works the walk, and the bases are loaded for Augusta here in the seventh. Out to the mound goes the manager, Felipe Rojas Jr., and that will actually do it for Jake Lyons as his pitch count swells here in the seventh. And Felipe forced to go to the bullpen. Preston Price will come on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Shorebirds for now lead 4-1 in the seventh, but Augusta with the bases loaded will get Preston Price out of the bullpen on the other side of this break here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
still in the bottom of the seventh. Shorebirds leading Augusta 4-1 for now. The bases are loaded with just one away as Preston Price takes over for Jake Lyons on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Lyons in his 2022 debut. Right now he's allowed no runs in 2 1/3 innings on 3 hits, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. But he does leave 3 runners on for Price to try to strand. Probably not the way Jake wanted his outing to end, but he looked good to start this season after getting a late jump on it due to injuries. Velocity looked like it was there. For the most part, the command was there up until the end. So he got up to 55 pitches. And he leaves the bases loaded for Preston Price, pitching for the first time this series. Preston, 6'1", 190, right-handed arm. Undrafted free agent out of the University of Arizona last year. He's greeted by Brian Klein, left-handed batter. Bases juiced, one out. Here's the pitch. And Klein slices it out of play, third base side for strike one. Last time Price pitched was on the 24th against Myrtle Beach through a scoreless inning on Sunday. Walked one, and that was it. On the season now, a 4.50 ERA. 4 strikeouts, 6 walks. 0-1. Klein takes up and away for ball one. Bases chock full of green jackets here in the bottom of the seventh. The tying run at first, the go-ahead run Klein at the plate. Delmarva leads 4-1. 6 innings this year, Price has allowed just 5 hits, 3 earned, no homers, while striking out 4. The 1-1. Klein foul tips it at the plate, held onto by Willems. 1-2. Price so far this season has done a good job at stranding runners. He's inherited 6, he's stranded 4. Here he inherits all 3 from Jake Lyons. Klein open stance from the left side. No bend at the knees. The 1-2 coming home. And it's spiked all the way to the backstop by Price. Willems goes back to retrieve it, but scoring standing. And without a play, Zabrowski from third. Augusta gets one back. It's a 4-2 game. Everybody gets 90 feet. Zabrowski scores. Vasquez to third. And De Hoyos up to second on the wild pitch. Count now 2-2 on Klein. With the tying run, now out in scoring position. A base hit might even this game. Two-two delivery. Klein takes a called strike 3. Slider drops in at the letters. Klein lingers at the plate to say a few words on his way back to the dugout. And there's 2 away here in the inning. And now time called by Nestor Perez out in the third base coach's box. And the manager making a substitution here. Pinch running for Victor De Hoyos. Out at second is Brandon Parker. Let's put some better speed out in the bases here. So it's now Parker running out at second, representing the tying run. 4-2, Delmarva leads here in the bottom of the seventh. As Klein set down on strikes by Price. Now the top of the order. Caleb Durbin hits. He's 0 for 3. Came into today hitting .333 with 12 driven in. Right-handed batter. Tying run out at second, 2 outs in the seventh. The first pitch. Fastball is down and away for ball one. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Vasquez at third, Parker now at second, the pinch runner. 4-2 Birds, bottom seven, the 1-0. And Durbin frozen by a breaking ball, but so too the home plate umpire, Chris Janke. Missed low, apparently, it's 2-0. Durbin can sit dead red here. In a big series last week against Fayetteville with 6 hits and 6 driven in. The 2-0. It is the fastball, but it's outside for ball 3. On deck, Geraldo Quintero, if Price would rather face him. Durbin had 3 hits last night out of the leadoff spot. It was 3 for 6 with 3 driven in. two RBI fielder's choices. 3-0 home. And Durbin swinging away, pops it up behind home. We'll get back into the seats. 3-1. Price digs at the rubber a little bit. Now engages with it. Holds his black glove up against his chest. Now comes set at the belt. Two on, two out. 3-1. And Durbin, a weak tapper, up and over the mound towards second. Hernandez wraps around it. Gloves, throws the first, not in time. A run comes home to score. Not much more Hernandez could do there. It was hit so softly. And it's a one-run game. Delmarva 4 and Augusta 3. RBI infield single for Durbin. And there's now men at the corners with two away for Brandon Parker, or rather for Geraldo Quintero, with Brandon Parker now the tying run at third. Quintero, switch hitter, bats from the left side. Came into today hitting just a .186. Open stance. Price on the belt. Here's the pitch. Quintero takes a fastball just outside for ball one. Quintero has been quiet in the series. He was just 1-for-5 last night. He's hitless back on Tuesday. 1-0 pitch. Swings and tops it foul down the first baseline by the first base coach, Miles Schroeder. Counts even at 1. 4-3, the Birds now lead bottom 7. Tying run at third for Augusta, go-ahead run at first. Price trying to leave them there. 1-1, Durbin runs, Quintero takes outside, Willems fakes a throw to second. Holds on to it, and Durbin gets second base free of charge. For Durbin, that is his 11th stolen base this season. Hasn't been caught. It's now a base hit. Suddenly gives Augusta the lead. Two balls and a strike. Price set up crossfire. Wheels and deals. Quintero takes down and away for ball three. Shorebirds can surely feel the walls closing in on them here. The first lead that they've had in over a week. Potentially slipping away. Price cranks and fires the 3-1. And Quintero lays off. It's a called strike. Outside black. And the count's full. Price does have first base open here. But he has the dangerous Brandel Mesquita on deck. Already has two hits tonight. 4-3 Birds, bottom 7. Two on, two out. And the 3-2 coming home from Preston Price. And Quintero chops it on the ground right side onto the outfield grass. Hernandez gloves it, and the second baseman throws to first to retire Quintero and get Price out of the jam with the lead still intact. Augusta does push two across, though, as we go to the 8th. Delmarva 4 and Augusta 3 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to the Shorebirds or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the eighth, it's a one-run game again as Augusta pushes home two in the seventh. Makes this a 4-3 game. Shorebirds leading the Green Jackets. Sam Zelnick with you here from SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina. Moises Ramirez leads it off. He's 1-for-3. 7-8-9 due up against a new arm on the mound for Augusta. It's Tyler Owens. Righty into his wind. His first pitch is a fastball spiked to the backstop for ball one. Owens relieves Rodri Munoz on his tech net call to the bullpen. Munoz goes two innings, allows three runs, one earned. The pitch, fastball outside for ball two. Munoz allows four hits, doesn't walk anybody, and strikes out three. Right now, his name is attached to the decision. Would be a loss in his Green Jackets 2022 debut. The pitch, fastball up and in, and Ramirez has to stumble out of the way. 3-0. Owens, who had been pitching out of the rotation for Augusta, comes out of the pen for the first time now. 3-0. It's way high, ball four, and Ramirez works the leadoff walk. It's the third walk of the game issued by Green Jackets pitcher. Owens, 5'10", 185, 13th round pick of the Braves in 2019 out of high school down in Florida. This season, in eight innings, he had allowed seven runs on nine hits, three walks, eight strikeouts. Brian Hernandez now digs in the first pitch. It's up and away for ball one. Now out to the mound goes the catcher, Adam Zabrowski, as Owens has missed on his first five out of the bullpen. To put in perspective Owens' start to the season, he threw five shutout innings against Myrtle Beach back in the 13th to pick up the win. So in the other three innings this year, he's allowed seven earned runs. It's been some good, some bad to start the year for him, although it's been mostly bad. He's got a man at first, nobody out. Top of the eighth, trying to find the strike zone for the first time. Hernandez, the DH tonight for the Birds, 0-for-3. Top eight, Birds lead 4-3. Here's the pitch. Hernandez takes outside for ball two. Infield plays Hernandez to pull. Third baseman Quintero basically playing at short. The 2-0, way high for ball three, and Owens still not really close to finding the strike zone here this evening. Takes a moment out behind the mound, says something into his glove. Sure, it was something along the lines of positive reinforcement. 3-0. Swing and a miss. Hernandez giving himself the green light after seven straight balls from Owens. Probably swung at ball four. It's 3-1. And at first, nobody out. The 3-1. Hernandez takes on the inside corner, 3-2, and Hernandez may have just breathed life back into Tyler Owens by swinging at the 3-0 pitch. Full count, Ramirez at first. Owens crossfire set, ready at the belt. The pitch. Hernandez swings and misses as Owens comes back to punch him out for the first down here in the eighth. I'll bring up Noelbert Romero. Solo homer back in the fifth, tied us at one at the time. He's also walked and popped out second. 1-for-2. Still has Moises Ramirez at first. Here's the pitch. Romero takes a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Noelbert high, black socks. Two-tone barrel bat, black barrel, red handle, the pitch. Breaking ball drops in a little high, 1-1. Noelbert, the Energizer Bunny of the team. Always in a good mood, always running, always active. Never find him sitting still. Square stands, the 1-1. Off the thumbs, he fouls it off the top of the net, off the sweet level and back down. Counts 1-2. Birds lead 4-3, top of the eighth, trying to snap a 7-game losing streak. Kicking the 1-2. Romero takes a slider down and away, and the count's even. Romero's not going anywhere at first. Vasquez still holds him on, though. 2-2. Romero shoots it down the right field line. That'll slice out of play. Do the 2-2 again. Nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen. That means Preston Price will come back out for the eighth. Shorebirds trying to give him a bit more cushion here after Augusta got it back to a one-run game. 2-2 again. And Romero, a weak tapper down the third baseline. Charging in Quintero. He gloves, throws in time. Just getting Romero by a half step for the second out of the inning. Fine play by Geraldo Quintero. He's able to throw out Romero on a weak tapper down the third base line. It's also good to see Romero busting it down the line there, given his hamstring woes. He's able to go full throttle there, no issues. Now the top of the order, Luis Valdez. He has Ramirez now out at second. Big insurance run. 4-3 Birds, top of the eighth. Valdez, switch hitter, bats left. The pitch. Fastball down the middle for strike one. Luis tonight, 3 hits, 3 for 4. Stolen 3 bases as well. Open stance for the switch hitter. Bounces off his front foot, the 0-1. Slider down and away, snap throw back to second, and Ramirez dives back in safely. Down even at 1 on Valdez. Shortstop Durbin way up in the middle, shadows the runner, the pitch. It's up and away, 2-1. Owens leans in, gets his sign. Kicks and deals. Fastball gets the call. Upper quadrant of the zone, outside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 4-3 Delmarva, top of the eighth, trying to break a 7-game losing streak. Have an important insurance run out at second. Here's the pitch. Valdez takes, it's down on the dirt. Nice block by Zabrowski. Count moves full. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here it comes. And Valdez swings and misses as Owens bounces back from missing with his first 7 pitches of the inning to strand Ramirez out at second. And keep this a one-run game. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Delmarva on top, 4-3, here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maddie Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds fan zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth, still a one-run game. Shorebirds leading the Green Jackets 4-3. Preston Price, who got the final 2 outs of the seventh, stays on for the eighth. Mesquita, Paulini, and Zabrowski do up for the Green Jackets 3, 4, and 5. Mesquita 2 for 3 tonight. Single in the first, single in the fourth. Price comes ready on the mound. From the stretch with nobody on, his first pitch of the inning. Breaking ball misses high and tight for ball one. Price, just a two-pitch mix for the moment. Fastball slider. Says that that's really what he wants to just work on right now. No reason to throw anything else into the mix. 1-0. Fastball sizzles over the inside edge for strike one. Don't complicate things with trying to mix in a changeup or a curveball every now and again. Just fastball, slider, flip a coin. Skeeta from the right side. Here's the pitch. Swings and pops it back out of play. 1-2. A lot of action in the Carolina League today. Indianapolis and Fayetteville played a doubleheader, and they've already played both games. Fayetteville took game one, 2-1. Indianapolis winning game two, 3-0. Fayetteville now 6-12 on the season. Shorebirds trying to join them there. 1-2. Slider swung on and missed, a tight one from Price. Started on the outside corner before evaporating off of it. Mesquita can't lay off, and there's one away here to begin the eighth. Back-to-back, or rather, second strikeout of the game for Price. The line is also now officially closed on Jake Lyons. Gives up 3 runs in 2 1/3 innings. Price allowed 2 inherited runners to score. Here's Stephen Paulini, left-handed batter. Price the set and the pitch. Slider swung on and missed. That one had some great depth to it. Falling off the table onto Paulini's back foot for strike one. Down East shuts out Carolina Mudcats 2-0. Down East now 8-9. Carolina likewise 8-9. 0-1. Paulini fouls it back. Up into the sweet level pinball around. 0-2. Lynchburg 6-3 winners over Salem, as both of those teams are now at 9-9. Myrtle Beach in their 8-game winning streak put to the test right now. They trail Columbia 6-4, bottom of the eighth. They do have the bases loaded with 1 out. The pitch, swing and a miss. Price with back-to-back strikeouts here to begin the eighth. Gets Paulini to chase a fastball up and out of the zone. And there's 2 away. Shorebirds lead 4-3, bottom of the eighth. Charleston and Fredericksburg right now just in the bottom of the fourth. Not sure if they got a late starter, rain or what. It's a scoreless game. 2 on, 1 out for the Fred Nats, and Brandon Bossier at the plate. He actually just singled. Adam Zabrowski now the batter. 2 outs, nobody on the pitch. Slider down and away for ball one. That's your Carolina League scoreboard update. Here from Augusta, Shorebirds leading the Green Jackets 4-3. 2 outs, nobody on for Zabrowski. He's 1 for 3. Right-handed batter. Catcher for the Green Jackets, the pitch. Fastball is down low for ball two. Third baseman Romero now guarding the line at third. Ramirez over at first. Just back of the bag, not towards the line, though. Looks like Alex Pham is starting to go through some arm care exercises out in the pen. Should have the ninth. The 2-0. Zabrowski, a big swing, pops it up. Foul ground, third base side. Third baseman Romero in front of the dugout loses it, and it drops. Romero overran it, tried to correct course, and couldn't in time, and he was nowhere close to catching that. Fell in on the warning track, and Zabrowski with new life. Two balls and a strike. Shorebirds have committed just one error tonight. Didn't come back to bite them. That was Juan de los Santos trying to pick off Stephen Paulini in the second. And spiking the throw. So now 2-1 on Zabrowski. Bases empty, two outs. Shorebirds lead 4-3, bottom eight. Price the stretch and the pitch. Fastball. Ooh, where'd that miss? Bottom of the zone, outside corner. Chris Jahnke says it was low. 3-1. Pitch. And Zabrowski winds it back up the middle and into center, a base hit. Nearly took off Preston Price's head. As Price is now barking at Chris Jahnke about the pitch prior that led to the 3-1 count. About whether or not that pitch was really down. And it leads to the Zabrowski single. Tying run now aboard at first with two away and Braulio Vasquez coming to play. Vasquez 1-for-3. He blooped a single to right his last time up. Came around to score the seventh. Tying run at first, that's Zabrowski. 4-3 Birds, bottom eight. Seven-game losing streak. Trying to extinguish it here tonight. The pitch. Slider down and away for ball one. Price a couple looks over at first as he comes set. Zabrowski held on by Ramirez. Here it comes. Fastball is down and away for ball two. And now out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Joe Hommacher. Nobody is up out in the Birds' bullpen, so this is just a heart-to-heart opportunity for Hommacher and Price. Like I said, I think the Shorebirds are loath to bring Pham in the middle of an inning. I know Thomas Girard has innings available today. He's still sitting down out in the pen. Big pat on the backside from Hommacher to Price. We're ready to get back to the action here. Eighth inning. Shorebirds leading the Green Jackets 4-3, bottom of the eighth. Delmarva looking to snap a seven-game losing streak. Tonight is the first time they have led in a game since last Friday. Almost a full week. 2-0 pitch. And Vasquez, a topper, down the third baseline, gloved by Romero in foul ground, though. He threw it away, so that won't matter, but it is a foul ball. So the Birds bailed out. As the topper down the line was just barely fouled when Romero grabbed it. So Zabrowski, despite hustling all the way to third and going in with a headlong dive, crosses back across the diamonds. Just strike one on Vasquez. Two balls and a strike. Tying run at first, two outs, bottom eight. 4-3 game, Birds lead. Here's the pitch. And Vasquez pops it up down the right field line. This will be a tough play. Bologna racing on into foul territory. Can't come down with it. It drops in foul ground. And Vasquez still with life. Count even at two. Bologna was going full steam. I think he was going so fast the ball kind of came up on him. And when he reached down to about knee height to try to pluck it with a basket catch, just whiffed. Count even at two. Remember, this inning continued only after Romero couldn't come down with a pop fly. Foul ground on the third base line. The 2-2. Slider up and in, and the count's full. So Romero had his chance to end the inning. Bologna had his opportunity down the line. Both tough plays. And the more you poke a bear, the more danger you're in. 3-2 count, two outs. Runner will be off from first. Payoff pitch, and Vasquez takes just low. The slider can't get the bottom of the knees. And now the go-ahead run for Augusta aboard at first. Zabrowski the tying run up to second. And Connor Blair the batter. Still no action out in the Shorebirds bullpen. This is Price's jam to wriggle out of. Two on, two outs. One run game. Blair the batter. Here's the pitch. Fastball zipped in outside corner for strike one. Shorebirds lead 4-3, bottom eight. Tied it in the fifth. Noelbert Romero, a solo homer, took the lead in the sixth on an error. Two-run double for Hernandez extended the lead in the seventh. 0-1. And Blair pops it up. Foul ground, first base side in front of the Shorebirds dugout. Ramirez with room, backpedals, and dropped it. The third foul pop-up that has fallen in the inning against the Shorebirds. This one hits off of Ramirez's glove in front of the Shorebirds' dugout. It'll be an error that allows the inning to continue. Two strikes now on Blair, and Price will try to do it himself. Tying run at second, go-ahead run at first. Connor Blair at the plate from the right side, 0 for 3 tonight. Price set. His 0-2 pitch, slider poked in the air down the right field line. That'll slice out of play, and we stay at 0-2. Two on, two out. Price comes to the set. Stares home, now delivers. The slider high for ball one. Price trying to pitch through adversity here. Multiple chances to end the inning. The Birds couldn't do it. Can he do it himself? Two on, two out. One run game. The 1-2 pitch, and Blair fouls it back just to our left off the press box and back down. Stays alive. On deck is Brandon Parker, who pinch ran for Victor De Hoyos back in the seventh. But Price wants Blair. Tying run at second, go-ahead run at first. Bottom eight, Birds lead by one. The kick and the 1-2 again. And Blair strokes it down the left field line. That hook's foul. Price to the back of the mound. Takes a little dirt out of his cleats, resets. Trying to gut his way here through a strenuous eighth. Started easily enough with two strikeouts. Since then, single, walk, and a couple errors in between. Two on, two out. 1-2 again, and Blair hits it high in the air to right center field. Maloney towards the gap. Right fielder settles under it and makes the catch to finally retire the side. Here in the eighth, a little bit more difficult than Preston Price would have liked, but that does it here in the eighth for the Green Jackets. We go to the ninth. Shorebirds lead it 4-3 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
for late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We go to the top of the ninth. Shorebird still clinging onto a one-run lead, 4-3. On top of the Augusta Green Jackets here on Thursday night from North Augusta, South Carolina. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebird trying to snap a seven-game losing streak. Their longest in quite some time. Haven't had a seven-gamer since way back in 2015. It's the first pitch to Ryan Higgins, misses inside for ball one. That was... looking at the record book for the Shorebirds earlier today, Tyler Owens deals to Ryan Higgins, and Ryan drives in the air to left center field. In the gap, center fielder Paulini makes the call on the catch in front of the warning track to retire Higgins for the first out here in the ninth. Higgins falls to 0-5. The longest losing streak in Shorebirds history was a 15-gamer, which actually went from the middle of August through the end of the season for the Shorebirds. Talk about finishing on the wrong note. Here's Daryl Hernandez. Takes the first pitch, breaking ball a little high for ball one. Alex Pham is now loosening out in the Shorebirds bullpen. He'll come on to pitch the ninth. Try to close this one out. 1-0. Hernandez takes down and away for ball two. Daryl's two-run double. Back in the seventh, now proving to be even more important than it was at the time. 2-0 pitch. Hernandez takes a rip and fouls it away. 2-1. Without that double, Shorebirds would trail right now. Gave them the extra cushion they needed as Augusta would answer that two in the top of the seventh, two of their own in the bottom half. Right on right matchup, the 2-1. Hernandez, a chopper towards the hole right side, picked by the first baseman Vasquez, moving towards second, but his throw to first had nothing on it, and Hernandez safe at first. Here with one away with what I presume will be an infield single. That was a really good short hop pick by Vasquez. Green Jackets were shifting Hernandez to the pole side, so Vasquez was the only one close to that baseball. But he had his momentum carrying him towards second when he tried to throw on the run. Got nothing on it. Hernandez safe at first. Now Isaac Bologna, the batter. First pitch. Isaac takes a fastball in the inside corner for strike one. Isaac 1-for-3 tonight. Doubled and scored to lead off the sixth. Let's go ahead run at that point. Switch hitter bats left. One out, top of the ninth. Throw over to first, and Hernandez back in with a dive. Not sure what it is about Augusta and the pitch clock here, but these are easily the longest games that we've now played in the pitch clock era. Last night, obviously a 14-2 game went over 3 hours. The pitch. It's outside for ball two. But even tonight, we'll be pushing up against 3 hours, if not going over it. Count even that one on Bologna. Hernandez at first. Maybe he'll think about running. Owen set the pitch. And Bologna hits it on the ground to second. Could be two. Klein goes to second. One over to first in time for a 4-6-3 double play as Tyler Owens faces the minimum here in the top of the ninth. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Alex Pham coming on for his first appearance of the year, trying to lock it down and snap the Birds' seven-game losing streak. It's Delmarva 4, Augusta 3. Bottom of the ninth coming up next here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, fans. This is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to theshorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the ninth, Shorebirds 3 outs away from victory as they lead the Green Jackets 4-3. 8-9-1, two up for Augusta as Delmarva goes to the bullpen. Alex Pham relieves Preston Price on this tech net call to the bullpen to try to lock this one down. Price goes an inning and two-thirds, scoreless. Two hits, one walk, three strikeouts. First pitch from Pham to Brandon Parker is swung on and fouled off the plate for strike one. Pham making his 2022 debut after starting the season on the IL. Pham pitched in a few games at the end of last year for Delmarva. Three games, picked up two wins, didn't allow a run in five innings. Five strikeouts, three hits, no walks. From the stretch is 0-1. Curveball, check swing, they'll appeal to first and no swing. 1-1. Pham three-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, cutter. 5-11, 165. 19th round pick out of the University of San Francisco last year by the Orioles. Sets up at the belt, crossfire, the 1-1. Fastball called, strike two, inside edge at the knees. Pham was the closer for the Dons for basically his entire career. Seventh all-time in Dons history with 213 strikeouts, tied fourth in saves with 11. Works on the first base side of the rubber. Stares in, his 1-2. Fastball is low, and the count's even at two. Parker getting his first plate appearance of the game. He pinch ran for Victor De Hoyos back in the seventh. On the season, Parker hitting 250. No homers, one driven in. The 2-2. Cutter down and away. Count's full. Parker from the right side. Third baseman Romero playing down the line, no doubles. The pitch. And Parker, a high chopper back up the middle. Back of the bag, second baseman Hernandez. Fields throws to first just in time. Nearly pulled Ramirez off the bag. He was able to keep a toe on, and there's one away. Good job by Hernandez as well with the high bounce to him. Got rid of it quickly. And with one away, that brings up Ryan Klein. 4-3 Delmarva, bottom of the ninth. 2 outs away from snapping this seven-game skid. Pham set at the belt. First pitch to Klein. And Klein hits it in the air to center. Valdez barely has to move, though. It's hit right at him. And the center fielder makes the catch. There's quickly two away here in the ninth. The last man Pham has to go through to wrap this one up. It's the top of the order, Caleb Durbin. It's 1-for-4 with a single, an RBI, and a stolen base tonight. 4-3, Shorebirds lead, bomb of the ninth. The win tonight would actually belong to Jake Lyons in his season debut. The pitch, Durbin shows bunt, draws it back. Goes to the backstop for ball one. Want to know the count on Durbin. 4-3 Birds, bottom nine. Pham trying to wrap it up with a 1-2-3 ninth. Here's the pitch. And Durbin hits it high in the air to deep left center field. Higgins goes back, looks up, it's off the wall. Center fielder Valdez comes in to grab it and throws it back in as Durbin nearly ties the game, but has to settle for a ringing two-out double. Maybe on a warmer night, that ball gets out of here, but it stays in the yard. You could tell after it left the bat, Pham on the mound just bent back at the hips, watched it fly, and waited to see if it had enough juice on it. Stays in the yard. Now a base hit could tie us here in the ninth. Geraldo Quintero, the last hope for the Green Jackets. Durbin, good speed out at second. He'll score on a base hit easy. 4-3, Birds lead, bottom nine. And you knew to snap this losing streak, it wasn't going to be easy. First pitch. Curveball, top of the zone, outside corner for strike one. What's the end of a game without a little heartburn? You got to earn it to snap a seven-game skid. The 0-1. Quintero swings and misses. Took a cut out of his shoes on a breaking ball. And the Green Jackets down to their final strike. Tying run out at second. 0-2 on Quintero. Switch hitter from the left side. 0-4 tonight. Pham comes set. Looks to second. His 0-2 pitch. Fastball tapped back to the mound. Pham grabs it. Lobs it over to first in time. And the ball game is over. The Shorebirds snap their seven-game losing streak with a 4-3 win here over Augusta on Thursday night. Shorebirds' win has come home to roost for the first time in a while. But it's good to be back for the Shorebirds in the win column. Your final score here from Augusta. It's Delmarva 4 and Augusta 3. We'll go ahead, take a break, and on the other side, hit you with the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Your final score is the Shorebirds 4 and the Green Jackets 3. Postgame show coming up next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Welcome back to SRP Park. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Shorebirds finally back in the win column, and it feels so good to say it. Sam Jelinek here with you as Delmarva's seven-game skid is over. A 4-3 win tonight over the Augusta Green Jackets. It had its moments where it seemed like the streak would live on and things were about to get out of hand, but Shorebirds give them a ton of credit with what happened today, that they were able to pull through and find a way to hold on down the stretch, as it seemed like in the eighth and ninth things were going to go against them, but they're able to come away with the victory. Let's go ahead go over how this one happened. Once again, it was Augusta getting out on the board first, although the Shorebirds had their chances early on. They stranded Luis Valdez at third in the first. They stranded Tuon in the third and fourth. But Augusta finally broke through in the fourth inning. RBI double for Stephen Paulini. Scored Brandel Mesquita from first base to start the scoring in this one off of Juan de los Santos. Juan was good in this one. Four innings, one run, five hits, no walks, three strikeouts. But he was done after four. The Shorebirds, though, wouldn't leave him out to dry as Noelbert Romero homered to lead off the fifth to tie the game back up for the Shorebirds and give them a chance in this ballgame. They would take advantage of that in the sixth as Isaac Baloney doubled to start the inning, moved to third on a wild pitch, and then scored on an error when Creed Williams grounded to second. They caught Baloney in a rundown between third and home, but the throw to the plate was wild, and Baloney was able to score to give Delmarva a 2-1 lead. They built on that in the seventh. Daryl Hernandez a two-run double, and that proved prescient as Augusta got two back in the bottom of the seventh to make it 4-3. Preston Price came on, though, and was able to strand the tying run at third, the go-ahead run at second, to end the seventh. In the eighth, Price did the same again, this time stranding the tying run at second, go-ahead run at first, by getting Connor Blair to fly out to right. And then Alex Pham came on, had a bit of a stomach turner with a double off the wall to Caleb Durbin with two outs in the frame, but then he got Geraldo Quintero to bounce out back to the mound to end the ball game and give the Shorebirds a 4-3 lead. Final line score in this one, Delmarva, four runs, nine hits, two errors, they strand nine, and they go in abysmal 2-for-18 with runners in scoring position. That tells you how much they still left out on the base paths, kind of damage that they could have done. Augusta, three runs, 11 hits, two errors, they strand eight. Jake Lyons gets the win for Delmarva in his 2022 Shorebirds debut. Brody Munoz takes the loss for Augusta. He falls to 0-1 as it was his Green Jackets debut this season as well. Alex Pham picks up the save, one out of one, to be in his 2022 campaign as well. We started at 7:03, finished at 9:56, time of game, 2 hours and 53 minutes, as attendance has not been reported quite just yet, but suffice it to say, probably somewhere a little over 3,000, something like that, would make the most sense given what I was seeing and feeling here at SRP Park here on April the 28th. With the win, the Shorebirds improved to 6-12 overall. They are now 4-5 on the road, and they snap their seven-game losing streak, their longest since 2018. Augusta, they fall back to 500 at 9-9 overall. They are now 5-4 here at home, and their three-game winning streak comes to a close. With that being said, let's go ahead and take a look at the scores from across the rest of the Carolina League and see where maybe the Shorebirds were able to pick up some ground. So tonight across the Carolina League, this is how things played out. Everybody except for Fredericksburg has gone final at this point. Fayetteville and Kannapolis split a twin bill, so that means Fayetteville and Delmarva are now tied for the worst record in the Carolina League. Shorebirds, misery loves company down at the bottom. They will hopefully surpass Fayetteville tomorrow. Down east, shuts out Carolina 2-0. Lynchburg, 6-3 winners over Salem. Myrtle Beach's 8-game winning streak comes to a close as they manage to get within a run after 8. They get one more in the ninth, but just not enough as they fall 7-6. Fredericksburg leads Charleston 4-0. So as of this speaking, it looks like the Shorebirds will at least keep pace with Fredericksburg and still be 6 back come tomorrow. Those are your Carolina League scores. Let's take a look at Birdland. Mixed bag results today. 3 wins in Birdland, 2 losses. Aberdeen shuts out Jersey Shore 4-0. Wes Robertson picks up the win for the Aberdeen Ironbirds, his first of the season. Aberdeen now 13-5. Kobe Mayo homers for the third straight game. He's got 6 on the season. Norfolk, a 6-3 win over Gwinnett as Cole Uvila picks up his third save of the season. And Bowie down by Richmond 5-4 as Andrew Dashbach with his third home run of the season. Not enough as Bowie falls to 9-8. Big League Birds, they get swept by the New York Yankees. Final score 10-5 as the O's now 6-13. But brighter things on the horizon. Kyle Bradish being called up to make his Orioles debut tomorrow at home at Camden Yards. So be sure to tune into that one, or at least try to dual screen it with us on one and the O's on the other. Those are the scores that you care about from the teams and places that you truly love. So let's go ahead and take a look at tomorrow. 7:05 again, first pitch here on Friday night from Northern Augusta. Dan Hammer gets the start for the Shorebirds, his second this season. He is 1-0 with a 2.79 ERA. He'll be opposed by Landon Leach, who is 0-1 with a 2.57 ERA for Augusta. Hammer will work in tandem, as always, with Ryan Long. Instead of the Long-Hammer tandem, it will be Hammer-Long tomorrow. First pitch again at 7:05. We'll talk to you, as always, for a 7:05 start at 6:50 for the pregame show. That'll wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's contest. Big thank you back to everybody back in Salisbury at Purdue Stadium, everybody in our front office that makes my job possible. Your final score one more time here from Augusta. Shorebird snapped their 7-game losing streak. They'll try to make it 2 in a row tomorrow. Your final score, it's Delmarva 4 and Augusta 3. Until tomorrow at 6:50. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.